Hey, this is porn star Lisa Sparks, listening to Mr. Montana and Menace on Conspiracy Radio. Now get off me, you two! The gangbang was 4 years ago! Shit!
You won't catch me using a bush. Let's keep it moving. Big.
Hey, this is Doug Stanhope, and you're listening to Radio Bukkake on the Friday Night Live Show with Mr. Montana and Menace, and me. Yeah!
Yo, check this out. This is Chuck D. You're now tuning to Conspiracy Worldwide. No red tape, no white tape, no black tape. Just pure hip-hop with no profit involved. Start the revolution. Conspiracy continues to fight. Music and the message. That's right. You're listening to Mr. Montana, the voice of the common man here on the Friday Night Live Show.
Yo, check it out. Check it out. It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. It's about to get crazy. Prince Poe, organized confusion. Legendary. Oh, oh my God. Nasty Abbas Entertainment. Mr. Montana. He's going crazy.
Yo, yeah, yeah. This is the ZZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. And right now you're checking out Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. And you're listening to the Friday Night Live Show. That's right. ZZA, Wu-Banger. Peace.
Hey, yo, yo. You're listening to your boy Foul Marsh right now. Stay from the bloody. Hey, yo, yo. You're listening to Foul Marsh right now. You're checking out Friday Night Live. You know how we do. This is Conspiracy Radio, and we holding it down. One.
Hey, yo, this be the one them call. Check 9 of you. Hold on, the phone is ringing. Yo, this be the one them call. Check 9 and you're listening to Conspiracy Radio on Friday Night Live right now. Tech 9 represent Kansas City, Missouri, baby, strange music.
Yeah, yeah, what up? This your boy, SC the Ghost, right here on the Friday Night Live show. Conspiracy Radio, E-Block all day. Your boy, SP the Ghost, Friday Night Live show. Yeah, yeah, what up? It's your boy, SP the Ghost. This is the Friday Night Live show, Conspiracy Radio. You know what it is. It's number hit, number hot artist, number fire coming out of here, man. You already know what it is. Friday Night Live. It's Conspiracy. How we got all this great music on the radio. Feel us, E-Block. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. An absolute great feeling to be back on air this week. So much drama going on. So many websites that we own being wiped away. The powers that be. But right now we're live and direct all across the FM band, across Nottinghamshire. And of course, blasting off all across the world, conspiracyuk.com, Radio Might Beats, soon to be on Sensei FM, Gangster Radio out there in Bulgaria, and of course, EP Radio out in France. If this is your first time you've ever joined us, we have live guests and all the freshest hip-hop from the past 7 days. We take it through till about 3 a.m. UK time. Right about now, I'm the only person in the studio. Just waiting for my co-host Menace to get up in here. Apparently, he's eating a difficult sandwich, is what he just told me via text. Now, of course, tonight we're going to be talking to EPMD. The album drops on Tuesday. The legendary EPMD are going to be with us. Damn, MSN going crazy. So we're going to be talking to EPMD tonight. Looking forward to that. Also, another legendary group, the Hieroglyphics. We're going to be connected with Souls and Mischief tonight. In addition to that, we're going to be talking to the man of the moment. Evidence is going to be with us on the show. we're also going to be talking. I've got to get my words straight tonight, man.
Also going to be talking to Blazin.
We're also going to be talking to an artist from the United Kingdom for all the European heads locked on right now. And all the US crew, Canada crew locked on. Everybody downloading the podcast. We're going to be talking to an artist called Blazin. And that's exactly what he's doing out here in the UK. He's going to be touching bases with us tonight very, very shortly. That's Blazin coming up on the show. And apparently when Menace, my co-host, gets here, he's got some more surprise guest trick up his sleeves. So sit tight, we're going to be taking you through the night. It's December 5th, 2008. Rapidly approaching 10 past 10 inside the UK. This is hip hop and this is where it all begins, so let's start it. Friday Night Live!
Nothing you could do.
Straight up.
There's nothing you
know the boy
do.
Says.
What's the MSN saying tonight? The Friday Night Live Show at Hotmail.com. That's the Friday Night Live Show at Hotmail.com. Make sure you add us up right now.
Nothing you could do.
Straight up.
There's nothing you
know the boy
do.
Says.
There's nothing
I don't even know why you want to play with it.
There's nothing you could do.
They say he's a radical. He don't fit the game. A heart full of glory and a fist of pain. A couple of battle scars, but it's the same. Are you not entertained?
Damn, damn.
Nothing you could do.
Straight up.
There's nothing you
know the boy
do.
Says.
There's nothing
I don't even know why you want to play with it.
There's nothing you could do.
They say he's a radical. He don't fit the game. A heart full of glory and a fist of pain. A couple of battle scars, but shit's the same. Are you not entertained? To all the onlookers and the bystanders, wait to intermission, run by your cameras, record the moment, cause it'll be blatant them. And you can say you seen common rock the stadium. I was told by a wise old to come from the heart. Though I might have did the light, I don't run from the dark. The dark night, the spark mics and stock fights. The warrior archetype like Kimbo Slice is fifth in the beard. And my love the fear, a beast amongst boys like Paul Unrevered. Well, like take them too well. I keep clientele. You frail on the mic like you might break a nail. I might smoke a joint, but I won't take an L. I knew a fat broad that broke the scale. Still touchdown, cause I was off my tail. Had dreams of breaking Mike Vick out of jail. Took the underground rail to the NFL. I rebel, NYSL. Here to leave a trail like Nelson Mandela.
There's nothing you could do.
Man, why you wanna go against me?
Shout out to Ben G. Hold it down, Equalizer.
They say he's a radical. He don't fit the game. A heart full of glory and a fist of pain. A couple of battle scars, but shit's the same. Are you not entertained? To all the onlookers and the bystanders, wait to intermission, run by your cameras, record the moment, cause it'll be blatant them. And you can say you seen common rock the stadium. My words is the sword, my skill is the shield. My life is the style, I stay dressed to kill. A legend like Will Smith with the steel. I can say the world when shit get for real. The skinny George Foreman, all in your grill. My rhyme style is blind, it's all in the field. Touching it and watch the blood fall when it's still. The weak raps your rope, you can call that your will. My tribe, boom, is how I stayed alive. It's your guys got two gas, my flow's a hybrid. Crashed, I survived it. Gas is over eyelids. You easy to take out, cause you hot garbage. I'm amped like Wattage. The truth, nigga, honest. Any moment opponents drop out like college. Kneel and pay homage to the rap city stardust. Stadium, hands in the air, fist balled up.
There's nothing you could do.
You know what it is.
There's nothing you could do.
The boy is wrong.
There's nothing
wrong.
You could do.
So who next?
There's nothing you could do.
They say he's a radical. He don't fit the game. A heart full of glory and a fist of pain. A couple of battle scars, but shit's the same. Are you not entertained? To all the onlookers and the bystanders, wait to intermission, run by your cameras, record the moment, cause it'll be blatant them. And you can say you seen common rock the stadium. The gladiator
in the dirt, blood on the shirt, scars over bars, symbols of the work.
tight clothes, the armor, sensor of the drama. Defeat your whole army like this is Sparta. So don't violate or you get violated. Some of you model bitches is so overrated. Don't mean to understate it, but damn it, I made it. In the water, I waited. On the wall, I painted. Draw blood like we related. MCs get deep decapitated. Syncopated is a style that I fight with, right with. Mr. Excitement, change your face up like a white shaking light shit. Up like the dread with the herbs. Get sex in the city and head in the burbs. These are the words of a radical. The crowd applaud, I'm bowed, I'm proud to be the gladiator.
Shout going out to Yasmin. Hold it down, Greg.
Now you know.
Greco. MSM blowing up.
They say he's a radical. He don't fit the game.
Of course, the sounds of Common, taken from the brand new album.
Scars, but shit's the same.
Jack went out to Moose.
Are you not entertained? To all the onlookers and the bystanders, wait to intermission, run by your cameras, record the moment, cause it'll be blatant them. And you can say you seen Common rock the stadium, the gladiator.
Blasting off in 111 countries right now. Oh.
Yeah.
It's Friday night.
Hey, yo, check it out, man.
It's the weekend.
You're faking and fronting, trying to be something they ain't. Ain't no need for all that, homie.
Just do it. Your business go sour. We all take the blame. People do change. It's part of growing old. Keeping hate close to your heart, make you cold. I say to myself, self, let it go. Extend the olive branch. Give folk a chance. Must have been caught up in the days or a trance. Now I find it funny when I'm running to a fam. Put differences aside, trying to be the bigger man. And this man spoke when I did see it out. I asked now, what's the eye rolling about? Attitudes and shit. And they're looking at me foul. I could have been rude, but that ain't my style. Listen, I know where you from, where you been. You got friends here, stop fronting for them. Taking up for kin, I recognize where you stand. That's why I did turn to walk away to be a man, for real.
We just wanna live it up, we don't believe you give it up. I got mines and I know you got yours. So tell me, dawg, what the fuck you so mad for? Oh, we just wanna live it up, we don't believe you give it up. I own thing, it's a must we do. Don't front, homie, just be you. Just be you. Hey, right on to the real and fuck y'all to everybody that doubts me. I'm in your world still shining, guarding on my grind so hard they make me sleep with a mouthpiece. I go home, niggas say it ain't the same, man. I try to talk but them boys ain't hearing you. They taking blocks from each other, wanna pop at each other like they trying to save miracles. Didn't think shit was that critical till I saw my own brother's life in danger. No good and damn well you wasn't raised by convicts, so why you trying to convince niggas you gangster? Feels like I'm looking in the eyes of a stranger, but fucking with the streets get you killed like that. You was raised in the church and came up as a schoolboy. Real talk, you ain't even built like that. Come on, come on, let's go, go. We just wanna live it up, we don't believe you give it up. I got mines and I know you got yours. So tell me, dawg, what the fuck you so mad for? Oh, we just wanna live it up, we.
Make sure you get on Facebook, Bebo. Search for Conspiracy Worldwide Montana.
You
Menace.
You.
We just wanna live it up, we don't believe.
We definitely wanna hear from you tonight.
I got mine.
Wherever you are.
I got yours. So tell me, dawg, what the fuck you so mad for? Oh, we just wanna live it up, we don't believe you give it up.
I own thing, it's a must we do. Don't front, homie, just be you. Just be you. Yeah.
Of course, it's all about December 9th, the brand new EPMD album dropping.
Fun ticker.
We're sat here tonight with the said album in front of us.
The Golden Touch, Scoop Entertainment.
We're going to be digging into it. It's a heavy album.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And then we're going to be talking to the men themselves. EPMD coming up live on the show tonight. But right about now, it's all about the weekend feeling. Shout going out to MC UK.
The Golden Touch. The touch is golden, nigga. You touch it and it turns to gold. You just touch it and gold just falls from the shit.
Back again one time. Soul Father Raz.
As we just electrify the airwaves.
DJ Witch.
For all the neighbors that can hear me talking now on your TVs. Pure Pirate Radio.
Every day, all day. Yeah. Look, we
unstoppable. Loss is not optional. Nothing to a boss, the whips is all hoppable. Ain't nothing funny, we spit rhymes to get money. Call your girls, we still doing it real, honey. We unstoppable. Loss is not optional. Nothing to a boss, the whips is all hoppable. Ain't nothing funny, we spit rhymes to get money. Call your girls, we still doing it real, honey.
Beast the Rasco. On the mic, I'm a natural. Chicks pick me out like afros. The black fist, rap pill, and a cigarillo. From an OZ bag, fat as a love seat pillow. I'm from the upper echelon of who got rhymes. Studio rap, guilty's on the Tupac grind. I get around, and my West Coast homie holding me down. Get your shots like a goalie do. Pouring crown and toast. Take notes, this is how you gotta get it. No need to try to kick it. There's in the hotter ticket. On the map, rap's elite. My foes retreat, but the bras be on my balls, cause the shows be deep. To pop off the heat until the cops block off the street. You run shit, I make the wolves chop off your feet. Simpson, you know the name. The rhyme style's crazy, listeners go insane.
Let them know, We unstoppable, loss is not optional. Nothing to a boss, the wits is all droppable. Ain't nothing funny, we spit rhymes to get money. Call your girls, we still doing it real, honey. We unstoppable, loss is not optional. Nothing to a boss, the wits is all droppable. Ain't nothing funny, we spit rhymes to get money. Call your girls, we still doing it real, honey. Peace to guilty, my style is filthy. Milky, smoother than most, flows is silky. Butter soft with it, you dudes is lost with it. Bring the trash can, these dudes get tossed with it. Don't try to floss with us, we rocks the best shit. If niggas pop shit, they get they top split. I'm on some rock shit, big crowds and guitars. Don't get it fucked up, my dudes spit bars. You cats get scarred, we brings the guillotine. While y'all stay broke, my dudes is getting green. We get it all types, you niggas is all hype. So when we touch down, we hit them with all pipe. You know how it goes, more hoes and big shows. Me and GS, we hit them with sick blows. From the D to CA, it's like this. Fresh dipped, I'm still rocking the nice shit. We unstoppable, loss is not optional. Nothing to a boss, the wits is all droppable. Ain't nothing funny, we spit rhymes to get money. Call your girls, we still doing it real, honey.
Happens to be the sound of Guilty Simpson.
Nothing to a boss, the wits is
all crew arriving in the studio right about now. A lot of knocks at the studio door.
Still doing it real, honey.
Shouting out to Golf, Tanya. As we just lift things, Mr. Lift, brand new.
Came from kings, came from queens, provided means to express what's seen. I'm the hope that'll gleam when things seem useless, futile, ruthless. I'm hoping you can use this, the truth can be ruthless. You're launching your attack, then you need some theme music. Expressing your emotions in sync with the oceanic tide, believe we're gonna glide, don't panic. I could be frantic or maybe mellow and soothing. No matter what temper will form, I'm still moving. I move far farther, yet I move that a James that they claim when the riot breaks out. I'm to blame. Same people who raised hell in the youth, now they got all types of advice to tell you. Do what you feel, if your actions are real, then you shall find glory when the truth is revealed. Just follow your calling when your missions are done. The wonder. You're the sun. Someone like you, but you come on. Yeah, yeah. scared. Where did I come from? Well, it starts with the drum. Enemies run. Once you hear my rhythm, you're done. You shouldn't have come. You shouldn't have spun us into bondage. 40 acres and a mule, another broken promise. We're working in the fields where you should pay us as farmers. Make a compromise, well, that's the way you Uncle Thomas. Divide and conquer. On the low, we grow stronger. Every situation you create will make us stronger. Freedom's what we long for. Our pain and our soul. All captured by the grill as our story is told. So our future generations can express and unfold in modern society as we're nearing our goals. MCs will be the vessel as long as they don't aim the minds of our youth toward material gain. If this starts to happen, then you'll turn toward the captain. That's where you'll find me checking in, ready for action. Solar generated, cultivated by the sun. Just follow your calling when your missions are done. The wonder
all across every city sky, throughout every neon lit city. Every single Friday, this is the Friday Night Live Show. Shout out to Gabe.
Yeah, where did I come from? Sit back and just wonder. Earth is my element, lightning, thunder. Gray skies signify the pain I've been through. You can see it in my eyes, unleashed in every venue. Messages I send you could cut like tenshu. Until you recognize your potential, I won't let you wander. Aimless, nameless, carrying the stainless steel concealed. Fucking with crime, the game fame is low. Wanna race around the world, let's go. No luggage though, that anger that you carry, let go. I ran far, way past the crisis in Myanmar. Stood in the Mugabe where eternal sands are. Gazed at the horizon and the future looked enticing. So my only choice, stay on my path and keep grinding. Wildin', saying fuck the critics, never compromising. I push your eyes in if you're sleeping while I'm verbalizing. Yes, I do this out of loving for the fun. Just follow your calling when your missions are done. The wonder.
Mr. Lift the Sun. Now, I'll take this time out in the first half an hour just to quickly announce a very sad piece of news that I received in the studio tonight. I don't know how many people out there are aware of this, but of course, DITC had many members. Some of them were very prolific. Some of them were background members. And one such kind of background member, he tried to go solo, didn't really make things happen for himself like the other members, like Diamond D, etc. But I've got to say at this point, then, rest in peace to Party Artie, who passed away last night. So rest in peace, Party Artie, died of medical complications. Rest in peace goes out to you.
Yes. Yep. Hey yo, Honda, you play it. James Brown to say it. Me and I are relaying. DJ's a DJ. I must go hard. Didn't take charge.
As we push on, brand new EPMD. They're going to be with us tonight on the show. EPMD. No, it's real.
Yep. Hey, yo, Honda, you play it. James Brown to say it. Me and I are relaying. DJ's a DJ. I must go hard. Didn't take charge. Illmatic and C-Dub. I'm like Nas. Yeah. Own a couple of cars parked in my garage. Yep. A few lesbians. I call them the bars. I can't be defeated. Nope, the judge in now. Y'all can be seated. All limbs can beat it. I know there's a few who thought we might lose. Resurrect like Pete Rock and CL Smooth. News, there's no getting around this, homie. B&I's a brand name. We in your house like Sony. Long Island's best. Yes, we got a few of them. Rock him, P.E. Ain't no doing them. Rock the Apollo, and there's no booing them. Money up front, ain't nobody screwing them.
What you say now. If you want to email us, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com. Method Man.
Yo, not in the mood cause I got nothing to prove. I'm rugged. Who be like, fuck it, if I fuck in my shoes, you love it. I'm cold, trust it, ain't really no room to discuss it. We get disgusted, I think on they life and flush it. Not only make that green, but puff it, easy come, easy does it. You bring the duchess, I bring the ruckus. One on the quick, I ain't no puppet, ain't no pulling my strings. The public, you see the puppet, y'all ain't busting them things, so bust it. I'm at my bros when you give me the stage in the callers. I can't call it, eat my leave stains in the toilet. The Staten Island gets chill in your ears, cause y'all don't do it like we doing it here, and that's clear. This cash money dates back to crack money, and crash dummy corny ass raps don't get no dap from me. My dudes is hungry like they animals, son, ain't even seeds like a cannibal one.
Yeah, what you say now? So what you say, what you say now. Say now.
And I've just been joined by my aunt.
Say now. So what you say, what you say now. Yep. What you say, what you say now. Yep.
My own Bobby Ball. My own Bobby Mortimer. How you doing, Menace?
I'm good, man. What about you, bro? Long
yeah,
time.
Just kicking things off. I was just holding it down for you. Do you know what I mean? Just keeping it moving. Doing it big. Yeah, man. Where you been? I heard you said you were going to be late tonight because you got a difficult sandwich. Was that a joke?
No, that's not a joke. I was at Subway earlier today and I've been having problems to digest it.
Damn, man. You went there this morning, 9 a.m. till now, and you took all that time to eat it. Damn, man. Anyway.
Yeah, believe it or not.
No, believe it or not. Big shout going out to Dirty Scheme. Thank you for that. Shout going out to you, all the EP radio people out there locked on, safe and secure on that network. Shout going out, of course, to Radio Mike Beats, everybody locked on there. Gangster Radio, everybody locked on there. Everybody out there on the Nokia phones, everybody out there on iTunes, and of course on the FM band as well. This is the Friday Night Live Show. If you just joined us, our first guest is very, very close. I sent this one out to the makers and administrators of Facebook. Taken from the brand new Scarface album. Volume up for this drum break. Shout going out to all Facebook crew.
Thought it was safe. I picked up the phone and called it a day. Bought a new car, caught a new case. Fuck it. The harder I walk, the ground she'll shake. Stomping. The harder I march, the ground will break. I am groundbreaking like an earthquake. Yeah, I run this shit, but I tell.
Come on, little Wayne, you can do it.
Want me to break it down, I'ma fracture it. My mind is wandering, I can't find it. But 10 times out of 10, my mind on the mind. Bandana around my head like a new karate. And I wax a nigga ass like Mr. Miyagi. And it ain't over till the fat let it sing. And that bitch got a whole lot more weight to gain. And call me by my new name.
What is that?
Featuring Lil Wayne.
Seems like everybody.
He sounds like a spacker more and more every day.
Hello, little Wayne.
But here's somebody who's not a spasmo.
I am as real as they come, as hard as they get. They go to talking off the wall, I put apart they shit. I'm the original gangsta, I tell you how I do it. I take niggas from the jump when they step to me with that bullshit. I am a fool, bitch, a native A-sounder from the south side of Houston. Get tuned to the sounds of a nigga who won't give a fuck, cause one way or the other, I'm gonna still get mine. Play the game, motherfucker. The truth is in the building, I came tonight. And I've sold so many records, changed my name to life. Cause I can breathe into the hood, they can feel my pain. And even though they try to change me, I remain the same. And even if I did have that chrome plated grill on my shit, I come from out the motherfucking bricks. And now, never forget where I come from, son. I'm respected in these motherfucking streets I run. I'm face.
Seems like everybody forgotten about me.
Nigga.
It's Bun B, the nigga, Mr. Swisher, and Mr. Flows, Mr. Brick, Mr. Kilogram, nigga, Mr. Bowes, Mr. Slab, Mr. Candy Paint, nigga, Mr. Doe, and Mr. 84. Hatin' ho, even your sister know. When I hit the dough, motherfuckers drop it, kiss the flow. Light bulb blow out, glass shatter, transistors blow. I'm the shit for show, roll with it, bitch, a learn worm. I'm hot and see that headshot, I beat your perm firm. It's my turn to earn stripes and pay dues, so don't be surprised if I'm in the trap or own a new show. I don't try snitch, sneak diss or even back dough. All a block of shortstop or drop down in back, oh boy, I don't keep it 100, I keep it 1,000. I'm hood, so I rip the hood direct from the public housing. I got a crunk like Obama in Invesco. Nothing less than the best, ho. Nigga, let's go, it's you.
Seems like everybody forgotten about me.
That sound good right
here.
Yeah.
Fucking dynamic duo.
Cali agents. Yeah. CA all day, man.
medallions.
Holiday Styles Weekend.
Long, everything low. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It feels good. Oh, yeah.
Blazing on his way very shortly.
Yeah. Yo, triple goose down on my gores. Say, yo, what's on again? What up, Lord? Just wake me up when it's time to record. I come to the studio moody. Be catching visions of my AK, clapping through your colorful hoodie. This is real rap, realer than that, cat. And don't get too close because you might get slapped. Now roger that, or catch a hollow to your back. Now you're leaving with a back that's hollow. Holler back. Nigga, I spits like I swallow crack for a living. Rats going planet Asia's the prism. Bring your whole squad, bet we get with them with glitter. Don't ask me how we did them. We let the rhythm hit them. Guess who's coming to dinner? The middle of winter. Czech Republic puffing the pinner. Okay, I came through the turf in the rental. With your main bitch giving me dental. I'm out, ditto. We get it in. But these dollars to spend, it's all real. We ain't gotta pretend. Cause when it comes to going in, it's on again. First class flights, Cali agents, going with the wind. We get it in. For these dollars to spend, it's all real. We ain't gotta pretend. Cause when it comes to going in, it's on again.
What's real with it? Y'all got to deal with it. You just don't get it. We got for real digits. Man, I'm still frigid. Ice cold in the booth. Upset cause I'm telling the truth. 70 proof. I'm about 105. Off Jim Beam in your face spitting it live. Me and PA out on the freeway. When we in the club, we smacking the DJ. Hit the replay, check out what we say. Spit rhymes and get dimes and switch lines. Cut the check, man. I don't need your respect, man. Already know we the best, man. You couldn't fuck with us, blow y'all to dust, nigga. Never had dough, so what's the rush, nigga? We here to take that quicker than racetracks. Raps going A's, man, you couldn't replace that. We get it on like it's nothing to kill, y'all. Don't be surprised, just keeping it real, dog. We get it in, stop fucking with us before we have y'all painted on the front of the bus, for real.
We get it in, but these dollars to spend, it's all real. We ain't gotta pretend, cause when it comes to going in, it's on again. First class flights, Cali agents, going with the wind. We get it in, but these dollars to spend, it's all real. We ain't gotta pretend, cause when it comes to going in, it's on again. First class flights, Cali agents, going with the wind.
It's the world's most dangerous. Straight up chambering from shows. I be running through holes like Will Chamberlain. Hitting like coke in your nose, frozen, straining the lip. I travel the distance until we change languages. Cali agents is the main event. Aiming for chips for them clown ass niggas, both jangling. Get off the dangling. King, I'm on the scene with a team clocking the meanest green. Top stock, man, ready to rock. Roll straight through your hood, start sweeping the block. Never we stop, we came through the flood, your spot. Love the guap while you catch, love the shop. Plug your top, don't care if you thug or not. Never had hoes, nigga, so you love the block. Mines is hot, don't care how many rhymes you got. On the same shit, claiming that you grind a lot. Forget it.
We get it in. But these dollars to spend, it's all real. We ain't gotta pretend, cause what it.
Of course, the sound of Cali agents.
Lights,
shout out to my man DJ Witch. Straight out of Prague, Czechos the Vak. He's going to be with us on the show next week. This happens to be his production and his album. And I absolutely love the album.
Dick Swan, King Medallion.
He's going to be at a show tonight, so unfortunately he couldn't make it. But DJ Witch next week.
We too much. Yeah. Fuck with us.
Now, I just banged my head on the microphone, as I normally do in the studio at some point throughout the show, but I banged it in shock this time at the news that co-host Menace has just delivered. Menace, tell me, because this is not like a set-up thing where we go, oh, let's just do that act like I don't know, but you've just told me a massive piece of news, in my view. Tell me, yeah. Man, tell me more, because I've not. All you've been doing is typing to me.
Yeah, so I'm in Borders earlier and I pick up Big Smoke magazine. I'm sure everybody's familiar with Big Smoke magazine. It's the anniversary edition, and we're actually mentioned in the news section on the very first page. The Friday Night Live show gets coverage in Big Smoke magazine.
There we go. That's a nice piece of news, man. It's the third piece of national press. And from sat here in this studio, that's a really nice feeling. I'll have to cop that. Big shout went out to everybody at Big Smoke. Shout out to Harry. Everybody who organised the magazine, we really appreciate that.
Bright moments. Bright moments always come back vivid. The fifth grade was epic. Citywide test pressure. The pre-crack era. Mr. Showman, what a prick. Attitude matches wardrobe, uglier than sin. This is Bed-Stuy 82. Ninth floor, three tiny rooms, one view. Bucktown, Roosevelt House, they green grass is green, our green grass is brown. Shots rang, my phone wasn't touched on. Heavy beef in the street, E.T. had to flee. Great heavens, good grief. Hungry bellies, bright gold on their teeth. The windows on the Ave look like sad eyes. The fixer sharp gaze on you when you pass by. And if you dare to stare, you can see him cry. You can watch him scowl, feel him prowl. Wild and steady sizing every inch about you. Fast math measuring what you amount to. The laughter, the screams, the number roll, the song of psalms, the book of dreams. Ends don't meet where the arms can't reach. Mean streets, even when it's free, it ain't cheap. Ongoing saga, terminal diagnosis. Basic survival requires super heroics. No space in the budget for a cake. It's when you gotta fly by night to save the day. Crash landings routinely happen. Some survive, others never rise from the ashes. Watching asphalt and observing the Sabbath creates an ecstatic, and there you have it. From teenage love, praying in tongues, strange fruit, body boots and native drums. From hence I come, so here we go. Signs and wonders all along the road. Some lies open, some lies closed. Some stretches roll with no lines at all. Some riders don't know what they ride or fall. Hands on the wheel and their mind is gone. Whatever you ride, whatever your lane, this road called life is a beautiful thing. And we are alive in amazing times. Delicate hearts, diabolical minds. Revelations, hatred, love and war. And more and more and more and more. And more of less than ever before. It's just too much more for your mind to absorb. It's scary like hell, but there's no doubt. We can't be alive in no time, but now. It's just another shot to the heart.
Of course, brand new Mos Def.
It's your shot in the dark. It's just another place in the star. Wonders on every side. Life in marvelous time.
Some tunes just fit the moment, and this one definitely does. Shout out to everybody that helps us out on the show, whether it be promotion, locked in, spreading the word, whatever it is. Everybody's part of the team.
All over the world, you can feel it. All over the world, feel it. Spirit rising everywhere. It's just a short shot to the heart. It's just a short shot in the dark. It's just another place in the storm.
For all the masses that have been asking, when is it coming? When's Blazing going to be on? We don't even like this form of music. We just like grime. When's Blazing going to be on? Well, he's going to be with us very shortly. It's Friday night.
Now.
In the same circle, that don't mean we people. You know what I'm saying? Don't act like everything's
pure badger traffic for a Friday.
And everything I do, when behind my back you don't give a shit about me. So however you feel is how you feel. But don't ever doubt me, cause I always beat the odds. Motherfucker, yeah. I expect no one to give me a courtesy, but it's not having a chance that really worries me. They say life is short, meaning death is upon me. The Grim Reaper right now is getting his army. Some days when things are good, I want to be shielded. Other times, bring it on, cause I don't want to yield it. When that day comes, then at last you'll take notice. An afterthought in your life is now your main focus. I'm sorry in advance to those who really care. Just keep me in your heart, and I will still be there. But to everybody else who took me for granted, guilt will haunt your dreams until you can't stand it. I know that the world don't revolve around me. If we cool, be honest when you talk around me. I could lie and tell you I don't need nobody, but with that type of thinking I'd be nobody. What I don't need though is sense of false hope. You sit back and watch me take the wrong road. I
don't fit your mold or anybody else's. But if I say it, then you think that I'm selfish. Must find a place where my thought process makes sense to the people and not nonsense. I'm closer, but there's still no one that can keep up. They're still on treadmills, no matter how much they speed up. So why shouldn't my death relieve the majority? From this different way of thinking, it speaks with authority. Better than living a life and spared feeling. When you beat around the bush, that's not a fair dealing. I've been around people when they're drunk and they're high. True feelings get revealed, there's nothing to sky. So I sit sober through the slurs of your speech and hang on to every last word from your teeth. From there, I know exactly where I stand. For better or for worse, there I am, with a much better sense of what I mean to you. Either now you're my dog or you're not believable. What makes the issue worse is that heart you're cool. That's why distancing myself is hard to do. But there's only so much of this shit that I can stomach. Don't want to stress out and make my heart rate plummet. Before I die, I got something to prove. Even if it really means nothing to you. And if in your heart of hearts, I ain't one of the best, put my ambition in a noose and then tug at the neck.
A real favourite right now. Of course, that's Rugged and Raw. Shouting out to Hassan Salam if you're locked on tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time to liven things up, get things nice and shiny.
What up to Scoop Entertainment?
As we get ready for our first guest tonight. All blazing crew, hold tight.
Yeah. It's your boy Frank Nick, Detroit City.
We're going to be talking to Evidence, EPMD, and many, many more. Souls of Mischief also.
I put a slug through your jaw when it's on. You want a war with me? Sure you want a war with me? Want to get it on, homie? Loaded up the clip, ten hit the whip, then it dawned on me. Homie don't want it, he's phony, sweeter than my tenderoni. What's up his sleeve? What's this game? What he really plotting? Things were smelling fishy, meaning it was really rotten. He think I'm rapping, I won't clap him, nah, I couldn't be that. He be fronting me, not fucking, no, I couldn't see that. So when I see him straight up, what's it gonna be, dog? You get ate up a spray, the nigga, you'll be up in triage to see y'all. Don't fuck with the wrong nigga, world nigga. Nancy, yeah, they call him, nigga. Throw the gun more quicker. You sick with the guns? I got more guns and I'm more sicker, nigga. Now it's a robbery, get on your knees, sucker. Better believe that I'm a G, nigga. And now I'm front full of the pump, I'm a motherfucking squeeze, nigga.
It don't stop. It don't stop. These niggas don't quit. We run blocks, we keep, keep, we keep.
Open your eyes up, we active, so much so, it might surprise you. You better recognize, we here like Obama. More drama, still bang your baby mama. City where niggas do dumb shit. I guess that's why these Detroit niggas got dumb spit. You spit it dumb, get it, we ain't playing with this here. Grind, I'm persistent, I'm into my 10th year. Frank Nick, yeah, that's me. You ain't gotta let the beat stop. I fly way above you niggas, I'm in the treetops. With Big Noid and my nigga Gil Simpson. You might as well fall in love, this real pimpin'. Little flash and shine and spark your interest. Gotta advertise, it's all about business. That's how we play, we get it in. DJ hit the replay, play it once again. Oh,
it don't stop, these niggas don't quit. We run blocks, we keep the blunt slit.
Bossy, we on that green, we go again.
Bossy, we don't do lean, we don't sip it.
Kill craft beat, Big Noid and Nitty.
DJ Wish, you run Broad City. DJ Wish, you run Broad City.
Let's go,
yeah.
Get bodied, I unload this shoddy. Cold fist got him knocked out. What your block bout? Sworn enemy, I toast to Hennessy. Cotton mouth, y'all dudes gotta be kidding me. We dominate, gunfire, spray where you congregate. The flow's great, no matter who you nominate above it. Blow blunts in public, shit, I'm like, fuck it. With a throwaway in the bucket, and I'll bucket. Try me then, I'll make some violent men retire your kin. Straight up, they do that. Do bruise till I'm blue back, or should I say blue black? You see it. Stay weeded, stay heated. When me and my crew get up, you stay seated or lay bleeding. My side play for keeps. You and your favorite peeps are laid to sleep. Yeah.
It don't stop. It don't stop. These niggas don't quit. We run blocks. We keep, keep, we keep, keep, we keep the blood slit. It don't stop. These niggas don't quit. We run blocks. We keep the blood slit. Your graphic, Big Noid and Nitty.
A big hello, a big bukkake goes out to Lisa Sparks if you're locked on. think it is a good idea to greet people with that. And then follow it up with the action of a bukkake. Wherever you are, you know, maybe on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you were on the bus reading Big Smoke that we're in. Maybe you're on the bus and, you know, you just sat there. When you saw it, you just shout, "Bukkake!" And just bukkake the nearest old lady. Maybe that would be the future of our society. Maybe there'd be less war, anger, chavs and threatening, thieving behaviour if that was the case. Now, speaking of angry, threatening chavs, should we get our first guest on tonight? I'm only joking. He's far from that. He's one of the few artists out here in the UK that I would just out of the blue just say, man, if there's ever space on the show anywhere, what we'll do, and even if it's full, we'll make space for you. His name's Blazin. He's fresh from the UK. We're going to call his mobile phone now and get him on. He's got a track called I Believe, which is doing the rounds, and we're going to get him onto this show, the International Friday Night Live Show, right now. Let's call him. For all the Blazin fans out there, we're looking forward to this just as much as all you people are as well. Blazin, let's get him on.
Well, Montana, what's good?
What's good, Blazin? Welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Did you just call me an angry chap?
No, no, not at all.
It's all good. You made up for it afterwards. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm only joking.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay tonight. As you hear, we're just kicking things off. Now, as per usual, I think with all the people that we get on from the UK, I've never seen an internet fan base like yours. They've been going crazy on the MSN.
Yeah, well, what can I say, Montana? What can I say? You're eating up my MSN audience right now.
That's right. Well,
no, shout out to everyone on MSN showing me love. Shout out to everybody, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And that must be a great feeling. And is that self-made? I mean, did they all come to you? Or are you such a hard grinder that you go looking for people, you go make links, you push things? I've seen you advertising your appearance tonight.
Yeah, it's a bit of both, man. Like, I'm not sitting down waiting for someone to come and hand me something on the plate. I'm going to go out there and make that plate myself, you know what I mean? But it's a little bit of both. Like, at the beginning, it was all just grinding. It was all just pushing. No one knew me. Just like, had to push and promote yourself, just like all the other unsigned acts, but, you know, you get to a certain level eventually when people start clocking in it.
Exactly. Now, let's just take people back very quickly. How did you begin in all this? Now, before this kind of, not the passion of why you started rapping, because I think that's obvious for most people, it's the same, but where did you get your break?
Do you know what? It was like, on MySpace. Before MySpace, I wasn't known at all. Like, I was just making tunes with my mate Focus, the producer, Nate Dogg, shout out to them. And we were just, like, doing our own thing. And, like, no one was really hearing it, you know what I mean? And then made a MySpace page and just blew up from there, like, ad requests coming in, comments and that. So I just used MySpace, got bookings through there, and then just been lucky enough to, like, one thing lead to another and just on where I am now, like.
Now, of course, you came on the show over a year ago. What's developed since then? What's happened since then, and what are some of the big developments in the career of Blazin?
For me, like, I've been working hard myself on getting my own skills right. Like, I feel like my skills, I've developed myself this year, like, a lot. I've progressed as an artist myself. I've had a few label offers, just small things, which I've, like, turned down. So, like, I'm DIYing it right now. I'm doing it myself, 100% independent. So it's just like, just getting my name out there with the shows. I was lucky enough to perform recently with Mogo winner Chipmunk and UMA winner Bashy down in Crawley at the Urban Sensations. That was big.
They got Bashy.
So it's just like, what's that, sorry?
Nothing. Go on.
What did you say, Montana? Have you been naughty?
No, I said big up Bashy. You know my views on...
Oh, you said big up Bashy. Okay. No. Yeah, big up Bashy. You've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just grinding hard, Montana. I don't think anyone works as hard as me, you know. I don't think anyone works as hard as me.
No.
We'll get there.
Definitely. Now, what about the element I was going to ask you about just before I asked that question about where you are now? You mentioned there about labels. I was going to ask you about labels tonight. And I was surprised to hear you just say then that you've had label offers, which surely is the dream of every DIY artist, but you turned them down. Why did you turn them down?
They weren't major. I've had offers, and it's like, I just feel like I haven't been offered anything I can't provide for myself other than additional financing. Like, apart from that, no one's really offered me anything that's, like, I can't turn down. Okay. Like, believe me, I do, I'm like everybody else. I want that deal. It's got to be the right one. And until that happens, I'm like, taking a leaf out of people like Swayzebook and just doing it myself, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the route that a lot of people do. And you might find, you know, if we talk again in another year, that you've done it yourself, you've carried on doing it yourself, and you're reaching and living all your dreams just by doing it yourself.
Yeah, like, I mean, Sway's doing his thing right now. As far as I'm concerned, Sway's king of UK raps, and he's DIY, so in my eyes, it's doable, it's achievable. So for everyone out there, don't think you need a major label behind you. You can do it yourself.
You need motivation, and that's something that you've got. You are full of energy. I don't think I've spoke to many artists where their name, their rap name, fits them like that one does, because you really are, man. You're always full of energy. I've seen videos. I've not gone looking for them. They've just been thrown in my face, and that tells me something about you, that you do push yourself very hard.
Yeah, like, I'm not messing about. Like, I'm a clever boy. There is a brain up there somewhere amongst all the other stuff, but I mean, I could have done something else, but it's just about I've dedicated myself to this. This is my, I love rap music, I love hip hop, I love spitting, and this is what I'm doing. So
yeah,
it's just give it all or nothing.
Right, now, for all the people that haven't heard of you yet, there's a track out
where
there.
Have you been?
Yeah, where have you been?
Jesus.
They've obviously not been online, but you have a track out there called I Believe. Now, why should people search this track out then?
Well, it's a nice little commercial track. It's a chilled out track. It's one to play when you're lying back on your bed with your missus and you're just watching a TV or you're just chilling, you know. It's a cool, easy listening track, man. And I'm on it. So, and Kate Fletcher, loves Kate Fletcher. She's a great singer. She's on there. She's young. She's doing her thing. She's independent, unsigned as well. So it's just like two unsigned artists come together, and we've made a piece of magic.
Okay. We're gonna touch on that magic then after we've finished up here. We've got this track sat here, so we're gonna get into that and see what people think. Do you think our audience are gonna like it? Is it a hip hop track? Is it an urban grime track? What's up?
I don't know. Hearing you, it's not. No. To be honest, like, it's not what you'd expect from me. Like, with all due respect, like, it's not what you'd expect from me, but it's just showing my versatility. Like, I'm just trying to, like, reach different audiences, like, expand my demographic, Montana.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way that I'm doing it right now. But, I mean, there's plenty more stuff coming up first quarter of next year that will be more familiar blazing, but...
All right, cool. That brings us on then to the future. What does it hold? I mean, everybody's got hopes, but not just hopes, what your hopes are for the future, but what actually have you got in the pipeline that you're going to be hitting everybody with soon?
First quarter of next year, I'm going to be doing... I've never, ever put out a CD. Never. I've got to where I am, just hype, like, no CD, no video, no nothing. So it's like, next year, first quarter... I've got to stick to it. Right, first quarter, free mixtape that's going to be available for download. And then I'm going to follow that up real quick with my first CD. So next year is going to be big for me.
Okay. Now, how are you going to separate yourself from the thousands of people, if we got them on the show tonight from the UK, would say exactly the same thing as that? How are you going to make that difference from all these other people doing that?
Because, like, content is the first thing. Content, and my content isn't stereotypical hip-hop. I'm not talking about what... like 90% of artists are talking about. Like, I'm not the same. I'm just myself, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not trying to imitate anything. I'm not trying to, like, put across any fake images. I'm just who I am. And I'm like, it's like, take it as it is. That's what it is.
So effectively, you are who you are on record, and you're a likable person. So that's what's gonna make you.
Some say. No, but yeah, I mean, that's it. It's like, my personality does come across in the records, and that's the way I like it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like I get into the booth and I'm in a different zone, and it's like, I'm not me. I transform. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, before we push on into that track. Right now, Blazing, you are in the booth. You're in the Friday Night Live show booth. And we'd like you to bless all your fans out there and your new fans who are listening now, who've never heard you before, with a little something over the phone. You think you can do that?
A cappella, yeah, let's go for that. Big up all my new fans, yeah? And big up all the MSN lot. Go check out my MySpace. Quickly, I'll drop that quickly now. MySpace.com/BlazingUK. There's no G on the end of Blazing. iTunes, I believe, the single. Let's go, hold on. Okay. I'm the type of kid you wouldn't want your son to be mates with. Take him out on a school night and bring him back wasted. Out of his face on every drug you can think up. Hand him a litre of vodka and tell him to drink up. but I'm due in court now, the week after next, on a rape charge. I'll tell him it was surprise sex. Grab the judge's daughter, take her to Mallorca on a paper boat I made so we can float across the water. Tape her mouth shut, tie her in a beach hut. That should teach a little slut not to play with these nuts. Shit. I'm so sick in the head, not to mention, ladies, I'm sick in the bed. Literally. Blech. I puke on girls. I'm the bomb. It's like I drop a nuke on girls. But don't get too close to me. I'll lock you in my room and only let you out twice a week, covered from head to knee. I've been away for a year, no beef for a year. Rap game went a little bit gay for a year. Now playtime's over, bees like Hover. Albums yearly, take the game over. Obviously I wanna aim for the top, but I would take Prof Green money right now. And I've got love for all of my friends, but sometimes I feel like they're slowing me down. Look, I'm not Kano when I'm not busy. I'm not sweating, I'm hardly busy. Bookings come and go when you're not on a TV. I've seen them live, you're not parring with me. One extra in kiss, I'm sending them songs. I get the reply, where in London you're from? Hey, Retief? Lord Jesus, it's overly long, but full stop, comma, exclamation mark, what's the point? Don't even make me start. I could be that guy to raise the bar. Leave them all like, where did he go? I've got a gift right there in the flow. And at this game, I'm taking control. I'm crown king, but I'm chasing my throne. Try lock me up, but I'm making it so that I ain't gonna stop till I'm making a dough. You all know my name when I'm baking up shows around the globe. Then I'm back to claim my throne. Go on then, have a think on that and tell them, Montana, the prince is back. The prince is back, the prince of rap. He came and worked without no track. But he murders a beat, comes with rhymes like a furnace of heat. Don't act surprised that you'll make your defeat in the form of a clever young guy, that's me. I'll admit, yeah, I do get high, I'm not rich yet, I do get by. I'm no bitch, I can get sly, underestimate me, just try it. That's blazing, you don't know, conspiracy worldwide, Montana,
shout
whole type.
Shout outs, shout outs, yeah. Big up yourself. Thank you for taking the time out, Blazer.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, we'll check the MSN, see how people, all your new fans, are feeling that. I should imagine they will see what we were talking about earlier. You're packed full of energy. You're packed full of ideas. You're packed full of personality, man. I wish you all the best for next year.
Thank you. I'll be hitting you up with some exclusives early tonight, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. All right,
be
cool.
In touch, man. Take it easy. Peace.
Excellent. All right.
Quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
iTunes, I believe. Download that now. Search for it. Kate Fletcher featuring myself, Blazing. Thank you, Conspiracy Worldwide. Big up, Hey Retief. Big up, Nate Dubs. Big up, Focus. Big up, Sega. Love you all. Peace.
All right, peace. Blazing. Right there. Sorry to think I cut him short. I can cut his laugh off just at the end. Big shout out to Blazing. Packed full of energy. You heard it first, Conspiracy Worldwide. Here's his track, then. It's called I Believe. See what you think of this one.
Let's go. Yo. Okay. Yo, listen up. When we chat, that's really me. I'll show you the side that the others don't see. My goofy laugh and fluffy hair. But it's all jokes with you, I don't care. I mean, I do care. Don't take it the wrong way. With you, I drift off and I think someday. Someday me and you could maybe be K-I-S-S-I-N-K. And I know that it may seem strange how quick things flip on the head and change. I love how we differ, we're kinda the same. Cause you got the looks and I got the brains. But that's all good, we make a good pair. You got a man but I don't care. You know me, look, I don't share. So when you're ready I'll be right here.
Available now on iTunes. It's called Blazing, B-L-A-Z-I-N. Right about now, it's the Friday Night Live Show.
Together we can make it through.
ConspiracyUK.com. You want to hear the full version? Check iTunes.
Yo, what's good, people? New bloodline. You know the search worth had to come twice back around. Couldn't leave you out for the first time.
Friday night.
I'm putting my way up to the front line. The most anticipated, yet still unsigned. I'm from the age of a new bloodline. Plus there ain't no light that I can't out sunshine. With the punchlines, I may be late to the studio, but always the rhymes are on time. Treat hip-hop like a summer grind. Raising the stakes to where some of y'all MCs can't climb. My sitcom will have me rain on top. Unavoidably, you will get on. Characters, you little dirty wash rag rappers with your bathroom flannel manager. You're on some boy thing, plus the chart show. Martha Project was far from disappointing. This year is crunch time, Valentine's massacre, the year of a new bloodline.
Cause it's a new bloodline.
So we moved out of Blazing into this one. Sir Smurf Lil. Shout out to Crossbone T. That's interesting news, man. I look forward to that. I'll say no more. I tell you what, though, Menace.
What's that, bro?
There's a lot of artists dying, man. A lot of rappers are dying. I mean, this news about Party Arty, I mean, he was hardly an MTV face, but still sad news, isn't it, man?
It is, yeah. It's really sad. I'm sure there was somebody else just recently in the past also, before Party Arty. I'm sure there was. It's not good at all, man.
I know, it seems to be medical. I mean, we lost JD, we lost MC Breed recently. It's all through medical. It's not like, you know, your typical media stereotypical
murders,
right. Deaths, you know, shootings. It's none of that. It's just kidneys, you know. It's kind of bad, and I think it's happening to a lot of artists. I don't know, is it because that generation are getting old? I don't know, maybe it is that. But anyway, rest in peace to Party Arty, rest in peace MC Breed. It's always sad news when anybody passes away. Okay, down tonight, we're going to be talking to Evidence. He's going to be with us. He's the man of the moment. He fancies Bill Beaumont, and he's going to be with us tonight. We're going to be talking to EPMD as well. They're going to be with us on the show talking about their big push, which, of course, is this Tuesday, 9th of December. The album We Mean Business is in stores, so we're going to be talking to them. We've also got another couple of guests. I think you should introduce these because you're really up on these two artists going to be joining us tonight.
Yeah, a couple more guests are Keely and Kay. Keely and Kay, brand new artist coming out. I believe they're from the West Coast. It's on our blues. So, you know, they're hot right now, and that's what's being talked about right now.
So what's
got this new album out soon?
So what sort of so they've got an album coming out. Is that what they're about to hit people with?
Yeah, a brand new album coming out soon. I believe it's a compilation. These two guys are producers, and they're being hailed as the next, you know, Ninth Wonder, you know, and primo almost sounding guys.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, like, fresh talent from the West Coast. They're going to be with us on the show as well tonight.
I think they're from the West Coast, but yeah, man.
All right, looking forward to that. It's nice to get artists on that, you know, not everybody's familiar with, and we get a chance to, you know, check people out. So I'm looking forward to that. And already they've got a really good fan base out there, and people are using phrases such as Keely and Zaire are the future. A lot of people I've seen around the web and media, etc. So very talented, Joe. They're going to be with us on the show as well. And we're going to be talking to Souls of Mischief, Hieroglyphics. Got a massive Hieroglyphics update. They've got a new track that they've just passed over to us as well. We'll get into. So I'm really looking forward to that. I love Hieroglyphics and I love Souls of Mischief, so that's coming up as well. All right, it's Friday night, of course.
Yeah. Something happened to be said.
EPMD featuring our little plaything.
Somebody tell me something.
Keith Murray.
That is on right now, we about to let off, and that the industry's sleeping and the pop is off. EPMD's the boss, like Rick Ross. We don't knock a ring or doorbells, we kick down the door with force. Bust you down, leave a sign on it, you says you lost. Game over, no more quarters, plus the machine broke. Money ain't really live or nothing, all he seen was smoke. No witness, no statement, no case. You cooperate, you eat cheese, then you get enraged. Rubbed out, return to the earth, 6 feet deep in the dirt with the snakes and maggots, cause you got murked.
Yeah, and they keep telling me that you're only as good as your last record. And if I was to do something now, they wouldn't check it. Hardcore respect, and that there's enough. You got more props than we call your bluff. Same thing happened to Mary and Mariah. They both came back with fire, fuck retiring. I got belts around my waist, You keep holding your pants up, homeboy, man up. That's your opinion, cause you're not feeling it. How you know it ain't hot, the fans not hearing it. Two record pairs steering it in one direction. You play some music in the real nigga section.
That EPMD's a corporation, it's not just a group. And that they always stack paper, so put up your loot. Ghetto celeb, that's why niggas salute. Orange juice and Grey Goose. We dramatic backwards, now the P's loose. Me and E's back for the kill, no truce. That's why we spit the real in the vocal booth.
Yeah, so-called gangster and you ain't even hard. So-called boxer and you ain't even scarred. When in Riverhead you got punked in the yard. You said you got shot and you ain't even scarred. But they believe it, so you keep betraying it. You a bitch and I ain't the only one saying it.
Now he from the BX, but he really saw. And he from BK, but his gun don't go off. He from Cop Killer Queens, but he stay getting robbed. and he for money making, but he ain't on his job. Now he from LA, but he scared to bang. And he from Texas, but he don't do the damn thing. He stay in VA, but he scared of the streets. And he from GA, but he sweet as a peach. I can tell you about the dope fiends and all of that, but I let them tell it, cause they sell their mom's crack. And that ain't gangsta, that is wankster. Went to jail, and a homo shanked ya. Don't get caught between my city and the moon. You'll be screaming at night, you'll lose your life and meet the doom. I really hung with Big, squared off with Pop. Shook hands in the House of Blues before the shit popped. Fifth foot niggas in the industry and kept it cool. You ain't see me running my mouth in no interviews. And you fools on them DVDs waving tools. Nah, that ain't something that a gangster do.
Goons and goblins. Who in their right mind want to be a goon or a goblin?
You are, Keith.
And a witch and all that type of stuff.
All right.
Hey, turn up a little bit. We'll make sure motherfucker hear me when I say what I gotta say, man.
Just another ghetto boy, single parent upbringing, mama's pride and joy. Dad died before I got a chance to meet that dude. So I was raised in the hood, in the streets I grew. See it all, it ain't too much, I ain't done yet. Let my nuts hang, nigga, I ain't scared of shit. Seen death in my eyes, must have not have been time, cause I'm the last of this motherfucking breed of mine. Yeah, and can't nobody tell you no different. The nerve of this motherfucker saying I'm tripping. The nerve of you motherfuckers questioning this, when I'm as real ass nigga can get. And I was raised with that G-code embedded in my blood, and I would rather die than tell it on a nigga from my hood. I tell it on the motherfucker, period. I take the cold to the game, that's serious. The streets got rules, and certain shit you don't do, like saying it was me when you knowing that it was you. It's not defamation if what I'm saying is true. Pick the fight, got beaten, and his pussy is trying to sue. Bitch, you knowing what the outcome was. Fuck with one, fuck with all, we were bound by blood. Not the blood of the gang, but the blood of James. If out of love for this nigga, we pump slugs in frames. That's the type of dude you're listening to. Talk to you for a minute, then I'm tripping with you. And since you want it with me, I'll position them goons. They carry out the order to this mission and boom, you're out. Now what was all this chit chat about? A word from the wise, keep my dick out your mouth. Apparently, I've been too many of those dudes, cause you niggas didn't forget who these streets belong to. I'm the motherfucking king, I'm the motherfucking mayor, I'm the president, the dawn, the boss of all players. Remember me, the one you got your idea from? Well, I'm still here planning on this plot I slung. So fresh and so clean, complicated rhyme schemes. You niggas is monotone, ain't no fucking with him. I'm a motherfucking G, and if I'm lying, then may the Lord strike me dead. This motherfucking move, I'm the truth, a mirror test. The F-A-C, the M to the O, to the motherfucking B-O-G. To the critics analyzing my shit, thinking so-and-so is better, you can suck my dick. This is 20 years and counting, and I still ain't bouncing. Fuck the club, I'm a true thug, the realest nigga out here. Yeah, I listen to them bullshit caps on how they so-called shine, but that bullshit wet, steady on my grind. And when I pull this strap, I'ma show you what I mean by these fools just rap calls. I'm just as greedy as the next man is. I see a seal in the den, I'ma feed my kids. And it is what it is, you can take it how you want. A motherfucker who I've been, nigga, meet me on the corner. It don't matter who you is or where you come from, punk. When you see me, that's the motherfucking bell, bitch, jump. Cause I'm tired of you niggas disrespecting the great. I am a legend, it ain't nobody fucking with face. My catalog's timeless, I can go on for days and days. Let me count the ways I got paid. It's over when I leave this stage. I'ma turn the page, say goodbye to face. Wave.
Of course, the brand new Scarface.
For them niggas, man.
Oh, I'm not joking, man. Ma'am, I just called you ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm not joking, ma'am.
Nigga, I came.
I am your
mum. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you are my mum. In a bizarre, twisted, weird twist of fate, you are. But I had a went to take out. Well, they delivered actually tonight, and got a chicken tikka kebab, and I am convinced there was something wrong with it. Honestly, it's only been about 2 hours, and already it's sending me emails. It's already talking to me. It's lively in there. There was definitely something wrong with it. It didn't taste right. There was a lot. It tasted like they put loads of salt on for some strange reason, which, of course, in the Middle Ages is the way they used to hide rank meat. If the meat had gone off, they put salt on. It was very salty.
Yeah.
Not feeling too good at the moment. So So anyway, that's beside the point. Now, of course, this week it's been pretty
much... All right, mate.
I'm not bad. No, it's been pretty much a rebuilding process, as we all know, or as the regulars know. Facebook totally wiped my profile, everything off there. And to this time, they've not actually said why. So I don't know if anybody out there has ever had a similar experience. I've looked on the net. There are thousands of people whose profiles have been innocently just deleted for no reason at all sometimes. People just genuinely don't know. I think maybe it could have been that I wasn't using a real name, and it could have been the fact that I was posting up links to shows on different groups and that. It must have been a combination of the two. Sorry, man.
No, it's fine. I honestly have no idea what's going on. I mean, the latest is that I'm trying to promote on this group page, and it's telling me I can't save certain things in these boxes due to it being abusive language or something to the extent of that. So I'm trying to edit this group, and it's not letting me. It's saying warning and all of this nonsense about your account, and it's never ending, and I don't know what's going on at all. So if anybody else does know, you know...
Yeah, Facebook stories. I mean, can you put what can you do on Facebook now? You feel like if you're on there to meet, to find your friends, you had a few friends, and before you know it, warning, you know, and then if you don't adhere to that warning, then of course you're deleted. That's one reason why you get deleted, but sometimes your profile is taken off and you don't genuinely know why it's been taken off. And,
well, the thing is, I mean, there's no, you know, rules and regulations as far as posting and, you know, promoting stuff on groups and fan pages. There's nothing that says we can't do that. So I don't see that being an issue. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Everything, you can't do anything.
No. And of course, the big theory, and it's more than a theory, it is the truth, is the fact that why would they possibly want you to use your real name? Why do you think them, Menace, they'd want us to use our real name on there? Why is it when you log into your homepage, there's these little adverts in the corner that are based on your profile? So whatever you type there, you've got adverts. If you type radio, they've got these adverts that pop up in the corner going, get cheap radio streams now. And I always often used to think, how come? How could they know that's the sort of thing I'd like? And of course, what it is, they're selling advertising. They're making thousands from the fact that you use your real name, and of course you put all the information in there. So if you're stupid enough to use your real name on Facebook and put your location, age and everything, effectively you just added to a huge database, a massive database. So please, I recommend if you've got Facebook, go on there. Obviously, it's not easy to change your name. Look how difficult they make it. But don't put your details on there. And it's not. We're not talking about paedophiles or stalkers. We're not talking about next men, little men. We're talking about the big man. You know, please don't tell them everything about your favorite movies. They know everything. You know, you had these applications. They dupe you into the applications, and they know what type of person you like. They know everything about you, and that's what I'm sure it is.
They don't like it. It seems they don't like to see people succeed, does it? I mean, you promote your show, whether it's for money or whether it's not for money. They don't want you advertising anything unless you're paying them to advertise that, it seems, doesn't it?
I suppose that could be. It could be just a simple business thing. They don't want you advertising on there unless you're paying them. That'd be not very sinister, but I'm sure it's much, much deeper. And I know a
few, it is deeper, yeah.
And I know a few of our listeners have already voiced that just before we mentioned it as well. So Facebook stories. Have you ever been the victim of the powers that be? They're like a hidden big brother. They just pop up and they destroy you, take you off completely. Have you ever had your Facebook taken off and then put back on again? I've heard a few stories where they apologize and say, well, this time we'll let you on. It's like a power thing with them. I'm yet to hear, and this is the second time, people don't realize that, this is the second time that my page has been taken off. And I'm not, and this is the truth, I'm not going around, like, you know, going to people's profiles, going, you know, show us your tits. I'm not doing stuff like that. I can understand if I was still doing that, but I'm not doing that anymore.
I thought you were. I thought that's why they banned you.
Well, not last week. I'm the MVP. I'm stupid with this rap shit. Although I did go to see Peso's profile and say that. Maybe that was it. Shout out to Skinny Niner and his beautiful wife if you're locked on. Shout out to Giovanni. Shout out to, well, I can only pronounce this as it is, Jidda Cut. How you doing? When Premier puts the needle on the record,
then I put it on blast. Your flow's garbage, I throw it in the trash. I'm the MVP, I'm stupid with this rap shit. Rewind the verse, make the track, do a backflip. Your speakers popping on a handstand. They sneak dissing niggas throwing little jabs like Bam Bam. But I'm a bad man, they amateurs like at Apollo. I wipe them off the stage like Sandman. Damn, man, what the hell you smoking on? It's ludicrous, I got more cheese than provolone. And the chrome is home, so I'm never home alone. And only keep friends with two X chromosomes. So I command all these rappers, put the mic down. Throw a grenade in your mouth, nigga, bite down. Because I'm back with Primo on the track. Taking it to the essence, showing niggas how to rap.
Let's go.
Here I am, yep. I'm the man. Here I am, yep, yep. I'm the man, man. Here I am, yep. I'm the man, man.
DTP's about that bomb shit.
Still hungry as the day I began. I heat the booth up so much the engineer caught a motherfucking tan. I'm the truth when it comes to it. I hold hip hop for hostage. Since 2000, I put a gun to it. And I run through it like a Jamaican boat. And every day's a vacation on Jamaican smoke. Cloud your whole block. Talk shit and hear that faux pop. One, two, and it don't stop. And my delivery's invading your vicinity. Hennessy is my remedy. Taking shots like Kennedy. And I've been a G for a long time. To these streets, I'm connected like I'm online. On time for whatever. And every time an album drop, I drop big like Valletta. I'm ahead of the competition, they wishing I just fade off. My career for your life, let's trade off.
Here I am, yep. I'm the man. Here I am, yep, yep. I'm the man, man. Here I am, yep. I'm the man, man. DTP's about that bomb shit.
8 years in the game, ain't a damn thing changed. So I brought it back to one of the tracks of where the damn thing came. And he going down in history, cause he don't sleep. And he the first southern rapper on the Primo beat. I ate the kick and the snare, the samples always taste fine. And I shoot a hot 16 from the baseline. I'm on point like CP3, and I'll be going down and rap as the MVP.
Here I am, yep. I'm the man.
A lot of stories coming in about Facebook. Apparently promoting is the thing which will get you banned.
I'm the man, man.
If you promote anything, if you pay them, that's okay.
Here I am. Yep.
Says another listener.
I'm the man.
Wallace says they were banned. Their,
bombs, yeah.
Their sister was banned. The whole family were banned. All in the matter of 2 days, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I think you can overdo it. You can get really paranoid in life if you go around with these conspiracy theories all the time.
Yeah.
It's like right now, I think that, you know, maybe the people from Facebook somehow knew because I might have posted on me status. I love people that do this on, but maybe I posted, gone for chicken kebab. Somehow they knew that. They've gone and poisoned it because I tell you, man, there is a fire brewing in the studio tonight. We're on fire
What kind of fire might that be?
Bubble and squeak style. I tell you, if all listeners out there, if there's a sudden explosion, it's not me dropping the Westwood. That's my arse. If that you hear that noise in the future, I tell you, this is very worrying.
You stink.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I do apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
You dirty bastard.
You won't get this on BBC Radio Leicester, would you? Now, of course, we've been talking about this conspiracy paranoia, and all the stories are still coming in about Facebook. I think that you've got to be honest, one listener's saying, sometimes you know why you've been banned, and then you make up this kind of denial where you go, I just don't understand it. But you did something that was a bit over the top. You kept, for example, if you paste the same message to people, after about 3 or 4 times of doing that, you will get a warning. And if you don't adhere to that, you'll be banned. So it's those sort of things. I suppose there is some blame to be handed to the users. If you use it normally, there's no chance you'll get banned. But
I think the fact of the matter is you've been banned, this is your third time now, and there has been no real reasoning as to why you've been banned. It's strange.
No. I think it's them pictures I put up. Of that Cocker Spaniel.
The cat?
No, that Cocker Spaniel. Do you remember them? I think that's what got me banned first time. It was a quite a compromising situation it had been forced into. But I thought they were amusing pictures. But no, genuinely, I've done nothing wrong on Facebook, and I really don't know why, any of the times, why that's happened. But anyway, maybe it is all that, and maybe Facebook is just a huge version of propaganda.
Rappers dissing me, I burnt bridges and turkey slapped the industry. I told critics, learn to act with dignity. My whole crew struggled to earn a rap validity. I'm from a city of trials and tribulations. A lot of good friends deprived of liberation. I'm the world killings, violent intimidation. Only the strong survive the situation. It's hard enough trying to hold your own without the weight of the world trying to overload. I go toe to toe with most shit blokes in comatose. Your homophobic vocal flows, don't you know? Not to grab the mic with the same old punchline battle rhymes. Appetite for destruction like the Antichrist. Looking like white boys running for paradise. Propaganda, propaganda. I can't believe I forgot to thank ya. The whole wide world's like what a wanker. And they keep on, keep on, keep on dumbing it down. Propaganda, propaganda. I ain't heard shit about what you stand for. Everyone knows that you're not a gangster. And you keep on, keep on, keep on dumbing it down. I don't carry a knife, I cook rappers alive. My hooks damage your mind like shoot marionette. The bangers are right, I look fans in the eye and ask them why this bullshit happens in life. Take away the cameras and lights, manage his hype. All you got's the people that stand by your side. Put your hands in the sky like a chanteran. Tomorrow we're coming down like an avalanche. What? My life shows like a fatigram on a tightrope in some hammer pants. You couldn't rock or rent a crowd on New Year's with free liquor, cheap strippers with huge. The truth is, you need to start saving your shoe money. Paying some dues instead of chasing the poop nunny. Fucking with pigs, I'ma take you to school, sonny. You're out of your depths at an inflatable pool party. Propaganda, propaganda. I can't believe I forgot to thank ya. The whole wide world's like, what a wanker. And they keep on, keep on, keep on dumbing it down. Propaganda, propaganda. I ain't heard shit about what you stand for.
Apparently it can just be your status. That's what somebody was saying, that they complained about their status. They said they were misusing the status bar. Now, I'm still doing that. Of course, we put on the status bar on Facebook. We'll be live tonight. Here are the guests. But I kind of feel, you know, people, most people in the friends list don't get annoyed by your status. It's not in the face, is it? It's not like something which would force itself upon them. So I can't understand how that would be. But people's status, though, people change the status. Some people do it every second. I don't know. People must have it on the mobile. Every second of their life, they change the status. You know, it's like you're looking like so-and-so has gone down the gym. Because people put things that they think everybody, things that look cool and look healthy, like, and then they has come back from the gym, now eating salad.
You know what I mean? Like, you said it, yeah, I mean, it just amuses me, the fact that people broadcast their lives on Facebook, you know, on his status. Like, Monique is wearing head wrap and drinking herbal tea.
Yeah, yeah. Or is curled up watching EastEnders. And then,
yeah, missing her boyfriend who lives in Blackwood.
Yeah, yeah, and then
with his mum.
You think that'd be bad enough, but then people comment on the statuses. You put something big like, we've got EPMD on the show. Nobody. Oh, so what? But you put something like, so-and-so thinks that shoes are smaller nowadays. And then people are like, oh, I agree, shoes are much smaller than they used to be. Then there's loads of comments. People take it to heart and the status becomes a big discussion point. But what you're doing effectively is you're telling everybody. You're telling the people who run Facebook, which aren't just like some geeks out there going,
okay, there's another user. Okay, I'm going to ban this user now. Oh, look what he's doing.
They don't do that. These are big people. A skinny ninny would say it's big. It's big. It's bigger than what we could ever imagine on the show. It is. It's a huge, dangerous thing, is Facebook. Not as dangerous as this studio at the moment. I think you should. Call the fire brigade. Just have them outside, just in case. Back into the sounds of Rugged and Raw.
Thought that I lost any reason to live. Dad died late November, round that season to give. Now the doctor said too much fluid in the lungs. There was absolutely nothing they can do but pull the plug. I was on the verge of growing up, becoming a man. Cause God needed him more and scooped him up with his hands. Now don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for the time spent. But I beg to the Lord, don't take him, not yet.
On one hand, it's motivation, find my dream and get it. But then again, forget it, I can't tell him that I did it. He won't get to be a grandpa, see me finish college. Never saw the rough edges, smoothed out and polished. I worry sometimes the goal I'm chasing is wrong. And I cry because I'm sorry that I'm taking too long. Finding happiness without pop, very hard pursuing. All I want's a sign that he can see what I'm doing. To be your dad, but I ain't accepted. My girl aborted, we didn't get protected. All my life growing up, I believed it was wrong. Little human beings die and these teens are at fault. Despite scares, I thought it couldn't happen to me. But I knew soon as I bust, little man was conceived. Maternal instinct is real, it weighed on my conscience. Fears came true, next day my girl's nauseous. Can't imagine her grief, she carried it around. The joy and pain of parenthood sadly lifted down. I constantly see an image of his smiling face. I'm ashamed to be alive, I swear I need a hiding place. Fuck life, cause I wish I died instead. And every baby I come across I find regret. To the point I wanna place knives inside my head. And once karma sees that I paid the price, I'm set. It's worth, I'm still glad for opportunity to be on this earth and see what it got to do for me. Little known fact, in my heart sits tragic. 5 months before conception, mom had a miscarriage. Part of me hurts for the seed that should have been, but the selfish side knows otherwise I couldn't live. I'm a plan B, just a consolation prize, a chip on my shoulder to not let fate decide how my life is gonna go. I'm the pilot steering, I walk around straight faced, though inside I'm tearing, and constantly reminded that life is not promised. I'ma stop moping and be happy I got it. At times I'm sorry that I saw my daddy go, but that's a role model I can say I gladly know. Some mistakes I made were the savage or thin, I just gotta make sure that they don't happen again.
I don't know, I played this one because it just gets everybody in that Christmas mood. To me, this little sample reminds me of Christmas. And of course, some of your neighbours on December 1st couldn't resist putting all the lights up. There are houses around here that look like spaceships at the moment. And there are people living in them that look like aliens. Now, of course, this week we got in Big Smoke without even asking, so that's a huge buzz for us. But it's not all been good. Of course, I lost my Facebook, a lot of hard work. And what it meant as well is I set a lot of fan pages up for artists. So I was running the Chino XL one, which he was really pleased about. Shout going out to Chino XL if you locked in tonight. And of course, if your page gets deleted, so do all your fan pages. So EPMD had one that I built for him. Eric Sermon was promoting through it. There were something like 3,500 people all added to it already, and that's gone. So everything had gone. So the kind of Facebook didn't just screw me over. They screwed over Chino XL and EPMD. And Big Daddy Kane, I don't think he was aware of that one though, but the fact is that there's a lot lost. Now, as well as that, if that's not bad enough, here comes an even worse story. Menace, you got an argument this week, didn't you, with the management of a very respected man. They weren't pleased, they weren't happy with you.
No.
Just tell the listeners who it was and what's happened. We've had this could threaten, I think, both of our careers, but... go on,
man. It's terrible. Yeah. It is. It's such a loss. And I mean, yeah, put a long story short. For our wild card feature we do every Friday, well, most Fridays, I was thinking about getting no other than Noel Edmonds on a show.
Noel Edmonds, yeah.
Noel Edmonds. I figured I'd get him on a show. It'd be interesting because I understand he's got a past in radio and whatnot. So I thought I'd get him on. So I reached his media manager and the general inquiries email. Sending me emails asking him to come on this Friday, and they didn't say too much it was pretty much the extent of no, can't do Friday. So I was like, right, can we set up another date? Maybe next Friday. But he can't do next Friday. So it goes on and on and on and on. And it ended up with me being funny in email, just asking, is it because we're not, you know, big media? Is it because we're the little man and you like shitting a little man like us? And
so you said to, hang on a minute, whoa, you didn't tell me that bit. You turn around and they were just going, you can't do that Friday. You're going, what about next Friday? No, can't do that one. So you turn around and go, what is it? Do you like shitting on little men?
Yeah, pretty
right,
much.
Go on.
I happened? Skipped the part. I did ask if it would ever happen, and they said, no, unfortunately not. So, no, before bugging out and asking why we couldn't get him on a show. Of course, I got a little bit heated and just asked if it was due to the status that we were in. You know what I mean? And I haven't heard back since. So they're probably talking to Noah right now.
I think they might have called the police, Menace. I think they've called the police and said there's these guys from this station called Conspiracy, and they're trying to kidnap Noel Edmonds. So we will get him on the show, trust me. If we ever get set a challenge, we do. We get there in the end. That's it, then. I'm going to write that down. I've got a pen in the studio that hardly works, but Noel Edmonds, 2009.
So I thought we'd get Cilla Black on 1 week.
No, you can't replace the guy. No, all right. So if they're going to be like that, we'll get in contact. We'll get his number. I'll ring up Dale. I'll get Dale on the phone, old Daley Winton, and we'll get his number. But no, so of all people, I mean, you would have thought that story would be, oh, well, I tried contacting Scarface's people and they got real gangster. But no, we tried contacting Noel Edmonds' people and they got gangster on us. So
it got heated for a minute, bro. I thought my Gmail was going to crash.
Yeah. All right, then. All right. That's how they want it. Okay. So if Noel Edmonds wants it, all right, we'll bring it to him. All right?
He's got cheese stuck in his beard anyway, hasn't he?
I don't care. That's the principle of it. Seriously, we worked hard to get him on.
Big up, Noel.
Speaking of getting people on, should we bring out some more guests? Going out to all the people on Facebook. All the people I've never met, never will meet. But somehow, I'm not going to say that. Conspiracy!
Television off, cousin. That ain't nothing for a girl to see. I got a niece, and best believe she mean the world to me. And she don't need to see the shit that bigger girls should be. 90 pound skinny bitches, that ain't even thorough to me. Essentially, that shit designed to take a hold of you. Telling lies to your vision, take control of you. They find a different ways to take your fucking soul from you. A show about a model, make your self-esteem low for you. Everything is fake, trust me, no one that lovely. I met a lot of famous people and they fat and ugly. I ain't any better, I just think the fact is funny. That'll take a little girl and pimp her for the cash and money. And what's gonna become of them in like 50 years? When Hannah Montana turning into Britney Spears. They chew you up and spit you out cause no one really cares. And ain't nobody gonna hold you when you really scared. Where the parents at, cousin, this is really bad. Is this the motherfucking manager or really dad? Is he concerned about his daughter or a silly pad? This ain't gonna change nothing, I just think it's really sad. Television off, cousin. It's a tool for them to clog the mind. Conservatism, liberalism, they divide the line. The natural feelings of a child are to be common kind. Then they show you ads for the Marines and they decide it's time. So they can send you to a war behind their father crime. Then send you home and send a limb and not provide a dime. And the news tell you cops is on the block for people. I'ma put it simple and plain, cops is evil. Take the television show Cops, for example. That's the shit they want America to watch and sample. Never showing you how dirty that they really is. And that they hide behind they badge and that they really bitch. I ain't never met a pig in my life that I ain't wanna catch a body on or jig of my knife. Yeah, that's another fucking topic for another day. I'ma tell you how to try to get you in another way. They
they tell you that there's something wrong with you, you need they drugs. But there ain't nothing fucking wrong with you, they big and thugs. They sell drugs and commercials at the same time. Lock a motherfucker up for the same crime.
A lot of heavy response tonight on the MSN for various things. If you have just joined us for the first time tonight from the Big Smoke article, we make no apologies. This is what you can expect every Friday. We just feel that if you tune in, if you want to tune in for music, 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 and then in between going, shouting out to Dean, shouting out to for Paul, driving down the M1, we keep the flavor moving. There's a million of those shows. We just like to talk about my ass and Facebook. That's what we talk about every Friday. Just expect that. It's just, we can't stop it. Now, we do talk about things. You will see throughout the show. We do get very serious when needs be. And we're about to get very serious now because we're going to bring out then our second guest or guests of this evening. They're called Keeley and Zaire. And they're about to bless us on the show. Now, just for the people who have joined us since we last mentioned them, just provide the details that you've got there and things you know. Why? Just input the number into the studio phone and we get them on.
So, Keeley and Zaire, West Coast-based group, Pyramid Producers teamed up to do this new album, new compilation. A lot of you listening might know the song right now, the heavy rotation on a lot of shows. This one, The Times, featuring Bloom and Fort Live. So yeah, basically these guys, you know, are supposedly the next shit, you know, new group of producers set to blow up, working a lot with Blue. And honestly, that's pretty much all I know.
Man, I'm telling you.
You didn't just soil yourself, did you?
Gotta say what you see. That's right! Right, okay then. Let's bring them on.
This smells a bit bad. This smells a bit Dodge.
It's all right. All right then. Let's
sure it just really does smell.
It'll be all right. We'll get Keeley and Zaire on, and then I'll go for a scoop, and we'll bring the shovel in. Right, let's get them on then. Keeley and Zaire on the Friday Night Live show. A round of applause, please, for Keeley and Zaire. About to hear the ringtone of Keeley, and let's bring him on.
Hello.
Hello, Keeley. Welcome to the Friday Night Live show.
Hey, thank you.
How you doing, man?
What's
you all
going
right?
on?
How you doing? You okay?
Huh? Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right.
Thanks
excellent.
For calling. Am I on right now?
Yeah, we're live right now on the show. You're live to all these countries and everything. Yeah, it's a pleasure to hear your voice, because obviously as a producer, a lot of the times your voice comes through in the production and comes through in the beats. Now, we've heard so many great things about you. We've heard, of course, the tracks which are doing the rounds now. But a lot of our listeners are a little bit unsure. They've heard the tracks. They didn't know that yourself and Zaire are actually behind the beats. So do you want to just introduce yourselves to the whole world?
Yeah. My name's Keeley. I'm one half of the production duo, Keeley and Zaire. Zaire's not here with me right now, but I can get him on the line if you want me to.
Yeah, that'd be excellent. Could you conference him in? If you can conference him in, that'd be perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let me conference him in right now.
Perfect. Okay, excellent. It's Friday Night Live show. Got Keeley on the phone. We're going to contact in his partner now. Zaire is going to be with us very, very shortly. We're going to be talking about production, talking about their work, talking about the future. A few of the Keeley and Zaire fans in tune have been asking about the future of the duo. I mean, what's some of the biggest moves that they've got in the pipeline? There must be some real big projects, etc. So we'll get into that as well. A little bit later on the show, of course, EPMD are going to be with us. Evidence is going to be with us. And, of course, Tajay, Souls of Mischief, Hieroglyphics, is going to be with us. Have you got him on there?
Yeah, sorry about that. He's on here now.
Hey, what up, what up?
Yeah, what up? Welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Oh, no doubt. Thanks for having us.
Ah, excellent. Now, I just asked the question that a few of our listeners were asking. Keeley and Zaire, would you like to introduce yourselves then to all your new fans right now who are listening?
Go for it, Zaire. We're a couple of cats that interested in beats a while ago. Met up on the internet forums and whatnot. Doing the internet thing and whatnot, learning about beat making processes and making some good music and whatnot. And I happened to see Key on the boards, and I like the stuff that he posted and whatnot. And so eventually we just got down on a on some meeting tip, exchange, information and, music with our fellow Soul Vibe compadres out in Pittsburgh and whatnot. And we just started making music from there on. We complimented each other's styles, all of us, really. But me and Key, we just got down with each other and got down with a project, man, and it just, been developing from there, man. So basically, a couple of cats that got down for, music and just brought it together, from the net. Dope. For real.
Dope. So, it interests me, you talking about, obviously you guys connecting on the internet, and one dude that has connected over the internet was Fonte, with his foreign exchange group, Fonte and Nicolet, right. I was forgetting dude's name. How has, you guys meeting and linking on the internet affected your music in this album specifically?
I would say it's a double-edged sword. Like, obviously, there's a lot of times that we wanted to be together to make the music together, but it can't always happen like that. We try to link up as many times as we can throughout the year. But at the same time, I think it's helped me grow in a way because, a lot of times when I'm having a challenge, I can, I can send it to Zaire, and Zaire will take the session and do what he does to it. I get to see a perspective that he takes on the music, and I don't know, it's helped me learn a lot that way. It's been a good way to kind of bounce things off of each other, and also grow in our own individual ways at the same time.
Yeah, interesting. Another group that's obviously killing it right now that did also, meet on the internet is the Cool Kids. And, it's just interesting, the whole evolution of artist development and, the networking over the internet and how it has an effect on musical output. How long have you guys been together for? I'm not going to lie, you're a fairly new group to me. Is this the first album coming out now, Riding High?
Right, right, yeah.
We've
known each other for years now. We've put together, different projects on smaller scales, but this is the first, official project that we decided to do together, just Zaire and I, and I'm pretty sure Zaire feels the same way, but we just feel real blessed to have actually finished the project and have an avenue to get it out there at this point.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, really.
Dope. So who are some of the artists you guys have been working with? What names?
Well, we've been working a lot with our guy, DJ J Ronin, out in New York. He's been doing a lot of his mixtapes. We got to work with everybody from Mickey Fax to Capadonna, working on J Ronin stuff. We're working with Boom Bap Project. We got some stuff coming out with them. We got some stuff coming out on Rasco from Cali Agent's new album. Been just trying to do all the stuff we can within the crew, Cosmin and Florida Live and Mario Dones and everybody that we can lend a hand to, within inside the camp. that's about all I can think of right now. Can you think of anything else, Zaire?
I pretty much covered it all. Basically, you're just trying to get down, with as many musical cats that we can, and just do the music that we look at. Now we have a lane to, thanks to, Mix, put some music that, that we believe is quality and whatnot. We're trying to expand it and do a lot of work with a lot of folks. So, yeah, it's a lot to look forward to the next couple months, for real.
So what's your ultimate goal, then? because everybody's out in the game. Everyone's trying to live the dream, and this is what we're all doing. Even here, here on the radio, we're all trying to live our dreams out. We all want to go to bed at night. We want to wake up in the morning with that feeling, that warm buzz. What do you think? Wow, look at what we're doing. Now, what's your pair's ultimate dream then? What would be kind of the conclusion where you reached the pinnacle and went, well, that's it then. We've done it. What is that point?
Well, I know for me, the ultimate dream for me is to be able to, you know, make a decent living off of doing, you know, the music that we like to do, you know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know, all about the glitz and glam and all that, but, you know, as, you know, folks that really dig music in the heads and whatnot, I think anybody would appreciate being able to make a decent living and, you know, being able to get up in the morning and do something that you would love to do, so... Mm. That'd be it for me, and I don't really see that as the pinnacle, but that's just something to just maintain and keep on doing, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I wouldn't have to stop doing any kind of music, you know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I just want to be able to do music and enjoy it, and if I can, you know, make that, you know, the main focus of what I do every day, then I'll be a happy man.
Right. You guys have a sound reminiscent, you know, of Pete Rock and your Knife Wonders of the day. Who's influenced you to do what you're doing today? And who influenced you to, you know, keep on keeping on? Who are some of the artists and producers you fuck with?
I mean, I grew up listening to all the greats, you know, Dilla and Pete Rock and DJ Premier, right. But I'd say that the biggest influence that I had was really all the people that probably both Zion and I had met along the way, like Ill Mind and M Phases and
yeah, no doubt.
You know, all the cats that we used to post on the little internet message boards with, like Jay Fish and all those guys. You know, just talking with those guys and trading beats with them, like it's just really, really influenced me and just kind of really kind of pushed me. I'm pretty sure Sayer will say the same, but
yeah, exactly. On the artistic side and whatnot, you know, banging heads with you know, the cats with internet forms and whatnot, just expanding sounds and learning new techniques. Of course, everybody, you know, always respect the greats, Pete Rock and Primo and all those cats, but some of the newer guys that, you know, we used to parade around on the internet used to help us out a lot. You know what I'm saying? Banging around ideas and whatnot. So just like Keith said, you know, those guys was big influence on my sound too, for real.
I mean, how'd you guys feel about the success of, you know, Kev Brown obviously collaborating with Busta recently and Jake One, you know, doing stuff for G-Unit? I mean, did you see yourself taking yourself to that level?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah? I mean, that's right where we want to be, and it makes me happy to see people like Kev Brown, especially Kev Brown, because I really enjoy his sound. Yeah,
incredibly dope.
Jake One and Illmind, like I think right now, like the direction that music's going in, it's allowing people like Kev Brown to work with an artist, like say Busta Rhymes, and you know, the songs that we heard from Jake One and Freeway, like, you know, it's all coming together right now, and I think it's just an enjoyable time for music, for hip hop.
What about this Baltimore club sound we got coming in? You know, all this you know, hipster rap, as they call it. I mean, how are you feeling about this techno infidelment sound? I don't even like using the word hipster rap, but that's what, you know.
I think that's a funny term, too. I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely not mad at it, you know. I like all sorts of different types of music, and, you know, like every music has its own place and sound and time and, when, you know, like sometimes when you're in the club or whatever, you know, some, a lot of that stuff sounds really good.
Yeah. I think the same thing. I mean, I think it's definitely you know, a voice of a certain area. You know what I'm saying? I think that's cool in itself. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of cats give Hyphy out in the West, you know what I'm saying, out in the Bay Area, a bad rap, but you know what I'm saying? It's a native sound. You know, when you're out, you know, you see, you know, sound live from that, you know, that community. I think that's dope. So I'm all for different music and where it comes from and whatnot. I mean, that don't mean you got to feel everything, but, you know, it's a different perspective, that's all.
Mm. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time out. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Hey, cool.
And I'm sure
we appreciate it.
No, I'm sure there's a whole nation of new people now. New people will be digging out who Keele and Zaire are. Do you want to just hit up people with your MySpace addresses, etc.? Just a little bit of promotion.
Oh, yeah. Go to www.keeandze.com. That's KEEANDZEE.com. You can go to our MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/KeeleyandZaire_presentRidingHigh. Yeah, those are the two main sites that I would say go to.
Mm. All right. Excellent. Thank you so much for your time. We wish you all the best.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Appreciate it for the time, man.
Keep in touch. God bless. We'll speak soon. Friday night live show, Conspiracy Worldwide, Keeley and Zaire.
Looking forward to that album, man. I mean, I'm curious as to, like I said, I've heard this new joint, but I haven't heard much other stuff, so.
You got any tissues? Yeah, big up there. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more. This, of course, is Conspiracy Worldwide. Oh. For all crew.
This is a stick up, pistols, lift up. If you don't get up your hand. Quiet, tell them, drive to the violence, then we get numb and get silent. Get my gun in the fire, and I'm never running to hide it. Come on, this is a stick up, pistols, lift up. If you don't get up your hand. Quiet, tell them, drive to the violence, then we get numb and get silent. Get my gun in the fire, and I'm never running to hide it.
About 100 mile a minute, bullet running from the gun in front of any one of y'all youngins. We ain't tripping in the winter, still killing spring chickens. We ain't slipping, we ain't sick, and you ain't listening. This is me, bitch. Nickel, I'm G with my nigga Quap Lee. Get back, stack, sack. 03, no strings, yo, swing. Sweating, making crap like a dope fiend. Oh, me and my team, hot dream team. I done seen, I've seen things, seeing nigga hold back, drop like a green screen. Stuck him for his cream, so they stuck him up the scene. See, I know what you mean, dog. I've been caught between walls. I don't kill. I just make scream calls. I don't aim. I don't get a speech in the streets like I'm living in the movie. I just let the thing go. Hitting up my funds while I'm ripping up the slums with the only pistol left. Cause they're getting up their guns.
Come on. Yeah.
Royce the 5'9, Talib Kweli, Raekwon.
This is a stick up, pistols, lift up. If you don't get up your hand. Quiet, tell them, drive to the violence, then we get numb.
Shouting out to Craig.
My gun in the fire, and I'm never running to hide it.
Shouting out to D-Zo.
Stick up, pistols, lift up. If you don't
Shelly.
Get up your hand. Quiet,
Rosie.
Violence, then we get numb, make it silent.
Everybody locked on right about now.
Niggas don't make speeches, cause we ain't no fake preachers. I follow what faith teaches. Soon as the state releases you from the bank, you're not a citizen. You quickly learn the difference between rights and privileges. Nothing like deliverance. Remember when Saga shot? Yo, it was winter. He laid on the ice shivering, comfortably numb. He was killed for being hungry and young. Violently is how the company run. They dump in the slum. You see the flashing lights of the gun. At the end of the tunnel, no rebuttal, you run. The blood is the sum of the equation. When you add up the factors, the splatter's attractive. Life don't matter. The rappers, so we glorify, glamorize. Talk about our plans to die. Learn to always stay inside the motherfucking cameras. I give my good side. Murder is so sexy, but the hood cried every time one of us would die.
My guns never, you crazy. I'm all blazy, all 80 fly out. Put you right out, let's try it out. Save the babies, just to impress. Blow a hole in your vest, the suitcase money. I roll up, stretch high power nines. Mossberg squeeze, faster than new V's. Fresh new bag of bullets of beam. Got my paper popping, you plotting. I blow a hole right through your stocking. Come out your back and scratch up your locking. We real killers and don-dons. Pop through the bag of bonsons. Boulevards with niggas who pull a car. Ron sons. Don't play me, lady killers. Baby gorillas with hate feelings that will spray up the ceilings. The best ninjas in the business. Mind your business. Statins are vicious. Malicious team, we live in the kitchens. And diss niggas, go to fuck home. Bring better biscuits. Come to the rally and flash if you with this.
I agree with that, Raekwon. Bring better biscuits.
This is a stick up.
That's why we've axed so many people from this show over the past few years. You gotta bring better biscuits to the show. If there are any representatives from Facebook, anybody who works for Facebook, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us directly, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com. I bet after saying this menace, I bet our bloody blog gets closed down. I wondered if it was that BNP thing that we did, because I did actually advertise that on Facebook as well. I wonder if the powers that be, you know, BNP are linked somehow to Facebook, etc., etc. It's definitely, in my view, it's censorship. Just to conclude that discussion of Facebook, it's definitely censorship. As we just bounce past the hour of midnight inside the UK. Shout out to Artifacts. All the way down, Peter Rosenberg, if you're out there.
These are the last days settling. Look at the turmoil our kids left the ghetto in. They busting metal in. Ain't got remorse for the innocent. It's just another nigga in the mall. My mama's pregnant with a son, she should've bore, cause she ain't knowing what I'm finna be facing. There's nothing short of a racially motivated killing, cause them boys see niggas only get third of a human world, boy. Every time I see him cracking with the badge, I'm in awe, cause I'm knowing how he feel, and I'm just being real. I don't hate, I don't preach, it ain't no motherfucking secret. We ain't first class citizens, and we ain't second either. Need to get up and get out, cut that bullshit out. Nigga, get your own, you struggling at this bitch house. The lack of making money, make a motherfucker bin. If you fragile, mean you die in the end. Again, again.
I'm pulling it over to try, man.
While you're tuned in tonight, get yourself over to our blog. A lot to read on there. conspiracyradio.blogspot.com. That's conspiracyradio.blogspot.com. If you Google, you should find it. That's conspiracyradio.blogspot.com. Big shout out to Claire, Mudmouth, Joe Blow, Gabe, Butter Versus, Ayatollah, Lisa Sparks, and of course, DJ Eclipse. Listen to that wheeze, man. That's another thing, man. I can't stay well. Have you had virus after virus and they just won't disappear, Menace? Because there must be listeners out there that have just been ill for the past month.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Claire's had it. I mean, you've had it for how long now?
It's been about two and a half weeks now. Yeah,
excuse me. Losing still, my voice myself.
Still recovering. I don't know nowadays. Tell you what I found out this week, and I know it's an old law, but it scared me in the United Kingdom. If a police officer is driving behind you or sees you at the wheel of a vehicle and you're eating anything, you can get a sentence of 5 years in jail.
Jesus, 5 years?
5 years in jail for eating at the wheel of a vehicle. It's a maximum, but it's still there.
Yeah, baby P, the people that kill baby P are going to get 3 years or 2 years. It doesn't make sense, does it? It's crazy.
No, not at all. And unbelievably, the man in the news this week in the UK who's married, I think is it four women, and none of them knew that he was married to another woman. He's
that's genius.
There's a sample for the future shows. It is genius. Yeah, it is. But not one of them. It's such a bizarre story. I don't know if you heard this in the news this week, but hang on, just put my kebab back in my stomach. Hang on.
You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you heard this. Biscuit.
And we need better biscuits. That's what the thing is. Anyone's out there can send some better biscuits to the studio. But the thing is, in the news this week, this guy got married to a woman, as you do. He had a family with her, a few kids. And then he met another woman, didn't tell her he was married, and he married her. Okay, so he's now got two women. The woman had no idea he was married with kids, and he was living two lives. He took it one stage further, met another woman and married her. So now three of them have no idea he has another wife. He's got three wives now and three lives.
Wow.
Blamed it all on business. He said, I'm going to be away this weekend. And each one of them wondered why he was away for most of the week. And he was like at different houses every day. And then he met another woman. And he married her as well. So now he had four wives, four houses and four lives.
Are they costly?
Very costly. He must have been a well-off man. But that's what he was doing anyway. And he's been found out. And I think he's facing like something like, I think it's 2 years or something for breaking our law, which, of course, is bigamy. You're not allowed to marry more than one person. So they were actually threatening some of the women, actually, saying that surely you should have known. The police were trying to put pressure on them, saying that you should be possibly jailed as well, because you must have known. But they all say we were totally naive. He was a con man. He'd taken money off each one of them as well. And wow, where does that begin? I suppose like an obsession, like an addiction. You just start, you do it once and you get a buzz from it. And he must have got a buzz from lying to everybody. It can't have just been the sex. I mean, you know, this guy should be in the porn industry if he's got four wives. He must have stamina. Yeah. And maybe you should be working. Pause. Holler. The wire. But maybe he should have been in working at that takeaway in Doncaster where that guy was jacking off in all the women's takeaways all night. Maybe he should have been there, but it wasn't the sex, right? That's another story that was in the news. But it's not about the sex, it's about the money. He was lying and he was taking all the money from these people. And that was what he did for a living. He just basically extorted four married women. So he gets less than somebody who eats a Nutri-Grain bar at the wheel of a car. Surely there's no justice in that.
Crazy, it's nonsense. When did you read that? Is this a recent?
No, it's been out there for a while. I've been told by people I've mentioned it to who said, oh yeah, it's been the case for a while. It was the whole mobile phone thing, and it was after a man in this country was stopped. He was in a truck and the truck was swaying all over the motorway. They stopped him, pulled him over. Police opened the door to find him with what looked like tomato sauce around his face. No, this is a true story. Around his like redness, and he was trying to wipe it off. And they looked in the car, and they found a plate with spaghetti bolognese on. And he later admitted that he was trying to eat the spaghetti bolognese whilst driving. There was a man in Japan, though, because it's cultural, this. In Japan, it's fine. There was a man who was a driver of a minibus. This was in the news this week. And he was all over the road. They caught it. I think it's on YouTube. Police pulled him over, and they found that he was playing his PSP.
I heard about this, yeah.
And the people who employ him said, so? And he's still driving that same coach, and nothing was done. But so in that country, it's fine. Play your PSP whilst having a full bus of passengers. But in this country, you know, just reach down and get a biscuit out, and that's it. 5 years in prison if you get the wrong police officer. Is the justice out there?
Yeah. The PMD.
We better play this because we're about to get him on. About to connect with PMD.
New York.
Shout out to Dino.
Charlotte. Yep. PMD can hold you down, baby.
Spark us off for the B-boys who show P love. OG from the golden era. Ducking bullets and slugs, melting ice cream mugs. PMD, the niggas you love. New York Vice, tight like Crockett and Tubbs. Rarely seen, but when seen on the scene.
Who you with?
I'm with Green, getting cream. A wild thing like Charlie Sheen.
A wild thing like Tone Loc, I'm no joke. Take notes, the rap's intrepid. I float on record, no boat, I'm still captain. What's happening? The big dog of rapping, the E-Great Dane. My name is Hall of Fame, the game. Owe me some change, the collector. Denzel, the wrecker, go tell.
Yeah, Mockbird with six shells. Leave a smoky smell. Have you up in the hospital ringing the nurse's
like
bell.
Like Sting, I got hit by two raps. Most Sting, D&B, and they both had stainless.
Biggie Smalls and Tupac, left for dead. Innocent bystanders, left for dead. Miguel Jam, Master J, left for dead. The whole hip-hop culture, left for dead. Okay, funds up, say what? Lorraine Sun's up, hoes down, G's up. You'll let your guns bust. For the soldiers that fell, for the soldiers in jail, for the cats that ain't making the dudes with no bail. Stand or die, yo, I tell no lie. You get caught not telling the truth, they make sure you fry.
We won't fry, cause we don't lie. We ain't changed, funk flow still same. Beat still knocking, we still rocking. Cats on the Bozak, they ain't popping. Little things stopping, and that means you, cause we shutting you down for the underground.
Run cats out of town like PE, we shut them down. Busting live rounds, straight gunning now.
Out in the open, rubber grip shit, whip red scoping. Beware when you approaching.
Biggie Smalls and Tupac, left for dead. Innocent bystanders, left for dead. Miguel Jam, Master J, left for dead. The whole hip hop culture, left for dead.
Yeah, call me SKYZOO. They say the first line is probably the best line. I call it the set line, it's sort of the fetch line. But then the next line that follows the first line, a body the first line and make it the worst line. So what it means is, whatever proceeds, this is above the previous. Stepping stone reach shit, 24 leap shit. Grind with a pen and try and line up with the pen, but it's up where the nose bleeds is. SK, the four chosen to cut across. The last rapper for everyone you grew up on. I'm past better, my past letters is past headers. I'm a product of stoop money and black leathers. 718 shit, no better replacement. Started writing backwards, young and letters is basic. Different with it, give and go the way I'm pitching with it. But don't take it that hard, homie, it's strictly business.
Biggie Smalls and Tupac, left for dead. Innocent bystanders.
I bet that guy was committing bigamy. I bet he was hard of hearing. Imagine the nagging. Four of them, four wives. Damn, I bet his head was ringing all the time. But anyway, it would be a bit amateurish in college to like go, big up, yeah, big up that guy who's like married four people, yeah, big up, yeah, yeah, he's a player, yeah. Right, let's get PMD on, yeah, let's talk about the album. Right, let's talk about their album then. We're going to be connecting now.
That was a brilliant link.
Cheers. I think I'm going to change that. I think we'll do this voice from now on. Love to organise an interview with something like Eminem or something, and then when they come on, the thing they're going to get like, so welcome to the Friday Night Live show. Now, of course, what a career you've had with, but really they get, yeah, hi, welcome to the show, Eminem. Right, I've got some questions written down for you. I'm going to ask them now. Right, here we go. What started you in rap? Why do you rap? You just they'd be stumbling. Why do I rap? I wonder if that would be the future. Right, should we get him on then, before it's too late? Let's get PMD on then. We're going to call him now. We're going to be talking about December the 9th, this Tuesday. It's in stores. Go and support. I have a feeling, though, the over 25s will be the people supporting. I don't know how many new fans are going to win with this album. They've not compromised much with it. It has to be said. They've not gone for the pop market whatsoever on it. So let's talk about the new album with him now. Let's get him on. PMD, about to connect to him. EPMD, Friday Night Live Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, PMD. Welcome back to the Friday Night Live show.
Alright, yo, here we go.
Yeah, you alright, man? How you doing?
Yo, we live on radio?
Yes, yes, we've gone direct into it because we're a little bit late, aren't we? About 10 minutes late.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Now, the buzz is out there. Last time we spoke, we were talking about the future. We were saying, well, hopefully it'll be before Christmas, and, well, it's going to happen, isn't it? December 9th, this Tuesday, We Mean Business, the album.
Yeah, in stores, and the album is tight, and the album is hot, and it's vintage EPMD. Mm. So we got a special guest lined up with, like, Redman, who, you know, hip-hop loves him. We got Raekwon. Mm. We got Method Man. Keith Murray's representing Teddy Riley. And we got, like, three other new cats, like Sky Zoo, Victor Moan, and Trey.
Mm, yeah. Now, we've got to manage to get our hands on a promo copy. We're really all over at the moment. We've been pushing. I know you sent a few tracks through before. We've been really hard trying to push it out there. We've got the Facebook page rolling. We were getting messages sent out through there. And everywhere I've looked around on the internet, everybody is doing the same. It's just a blessing to see that EPMD fan base have just come back and everybody is saying, We Mean Business, December 9th, go get it. And it's all over,
that's
man.
That's right. Yeah, it's like a virus. And that's what it's all about because... You know, when you're coming back and you've been out the game like Eric and I, and you're reading it, most people, you know, they get so much pressure on them to just make music like what's on the radio now. And that's never been EPMD. That's why we did songs like The Crossover, because we always believed in the hip-hop landscape, the B-boys, the B-girls, the DJ, the MC, you know, scratching and graffiti. So now that we done let the tape go, that's the response that Eric and I get. And, like, even on the... everywhere we go in the streets, everywhere we go in the countries, people are happy that EPMD stuck to their formula on We Mean Business.
Yeah, you did, and that's the beautiful thing. And you never really know what to expect, I'll be honest with you. When artists do come back after a few years out, you do wonder, will there be those compromise tracks? I never thought for one minute there would be, and thankfully there is, and it's a great album, and it's going to make a fantastic Christmas present for a lot of people out there shopping around. Ask people for the album, you will be very pleased. It'll make your Christmas day, really it will. It's a great album. Now, you mentioned a few of the guests that are on there. An interesting lineup. It was interesting to see Teddy Riley back in effect up on that joint. It's a real good joint as well on there.
Yeah, because, you know, EPMD is known for You Got the Chill, you know, with the Roger Troutman. And we're also known for the crossover with the Roger Troutman. So God bless the dead, Roger passed away. So, you know, instead of sampling, we wanted to the source closest to him. And Teddy Riley is heavy on that vocoder. So he showed us some love. It's like, you know, he didn't go in there and just do a hook. He blessed the whole record.
Yeah, no, absolutely he did. And it's one of the stronger tracks on the album. And also Sky Zoo. I thought that was interesting to see Sky Zoo up on there. A bit of new blood.
Well, we wanted to come with new energy, you know, cats that's here now. And we wanted to choose an MC who was already working hard, who already had a following, and who already had a buzz on the net. So I worked with Sky Zoo back in 2003, 2004, and 2005. And then once EPMD got back together, he actually did his thing on Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, he did. And like you say, he really is another artist out there that's had that buzz and the sort of buzz that we've seen with the new album, We Mean Business. I'm assuming you're hoping for great things with this new album.
Yeah, well, you know what? To be perfectly honest with you, God already just blessed us just to come this far. You know, to be able to start our own label, EP Records, to get picked up by Fontana Universal, which is distributed by Def Jam. And this is the real reason why Eric and I could come through and do it the way we want to do it, because we're dropping We Mean Business on our own label. So to have to come this far and not sell out to a 360, you know, we're kind of making a point to artists, like, look inside yourself, believe yourself. And because Eric and I did that, that's what this album is. So the album is done. We're on tour. We done ripped the Rock the Bells tour. You know, we done came through all the countries, and we're just kind of shocked. And then now the album's coming out.
yeah, exactly. And, of course, you got the video looks out there as well. Of course, there'll be singles throughout 2009 off the album as well. And it's going to be a great year in EP Records. Now, last time we spoke about EP Records. It was in the making. The foundations were set, and that's about as far as we got. What's it looking like now in terms of a label and in terms of a company? I mean, has it developed in any way in the past 6 months or so?
Yes, I think it's fully developed. You know, you look at it, EP Records got blessed with EPMD and putting out the 7th We Mean Business album, for starters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Basically, you know, through our whole career, we handed our music in the sleeping bag. We handed our music in the Def Jam. We handed our music in the East West when it came to Dos Effects and, you know, Redman on REL. this album right here is super special because not only did we record the music like we do because we got our own sounds, not only did we rap on it, we did that artwork right there. The video that people watching, Eric and I had to do that. So the whole point is, if you love music, if you love hip-hop, then you'll go any length to make it happen and deliver it to the people the way they expect it. And Eric and I did that.
Mm, yeah, absolutely.
Now the finished product is coming. So far, the artwork, we had to take care of that. The video, we had to take care of that. The promo tour. And it's like having a sleeping bag and a Def Jam, but only with independent label and it's EP Records.
Yeah, yeah, and you can hear in your voice, if you don't mind me saying, the difference in your voice when we're talking now about EP Records. Last time, you know, the kind of tone of your voice was very much, well, you know, we're hoping that this is it, we're going to be doing this, but now it's, you can just hear that kind of, that confirmation that's just coming through your voice as well. So it's going to be a great 2009.
Yeah, because we have the right people behind us. You know, it ain't, you know, most people want to start a label and they get distribution, and the next thing you know, they're on their promo tour, and nobody's watching the office. Well, we got the right guys that exactly know what they're doing. Like, big example on MySpace, the EPMD MySpace normally gets like 2,000 hits, 3,000 hits a day. But because we're on the front page of MySpace right now, you know, last night and one day, we got 75,000 hits.
Wow.
So that's the power of the internet. And EPMD hasn't been out since 1999. So not only are we getting busy on the internet and the ringtones, we're actually making sure that our product is in the store. And artists should be following us, as opposed to just getting signed, handing your music over to somebody who probably doesn't care if, you know, if your music happens or not. So you're kind of taking control of your own destination. And the difference is, when you're an artist, you get 60 cent a record. When you have your own label and distribution, you get anywhere from $7 to $10 a record, and you have to, you could sell half as many records you normally sell. So people need to understand that. Like, on a label, you can only drop on a major like once a year or once every 2 years. When you're independent, we can drop another album in 4 months if we wanted to. We could drop in 7 months at will.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, you're getting the financial justice as well, like you mentioned. So, I just feel that, you know, the big man will always have the carrots. They will always dangle the carrots in front of hungry new artists, and that's never going to change. You know, the hungry new artists will snatch at the carrot, and they will get duped into contracts, etc., etc. That's always going to continue. But let's hope more new artists take a leaf out of your book and see the power that EP Records is and is going to continue to be throughout next year.
Yes, that's correct, and that's interesting what you said right there, because they do put the carrot. And at the end of the day, if you drop one hit record,
we're having a few problems, PMD, with the line. It's just breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you've.
Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yeah, sorry, you were just saying about the carrot dangling situation.
Yeah, well, most people want to grab the fast money, you know? But at the end of the day, when you drop a hit single, you build a relationship with your fans. So the question is your relationship stronger with your fans or with the money? Because if you go with the money in the company and you drop a whack album, then your fans is like, yo, that's not what we expected from them. Sonically, that doesn't even sound like them. Whereas if you stick true to your fans, like EPMD, before we approached this album, we did a show in BB King's. It was sold out. We went straight back to the fans, and they kind of directed us while we was going through it. That's the best thing that Eric and I could have did. So I tell all those artists that if they're not paying attention, you know, Eric and I was paying attention since 1987 when we dropped EPMD, and then we came through with Dos Effects, then Redman, then K-Solo. Lucky we was paying attention back then. Because when it came time to bring the skills forward, look, the album comes out and it's banging. And with not only is EPMD on it, you know, we have people like Raekwon for Wu-Tang, who's doing his own thing, who's an EPMD fan who showed love, you know?
Yeah.
We opened up on this album and we let the hip-hop community work with us along this too, you know? As opposed to everybody just trying to go to an industry that's clearly not there no more. And whatever's left, they want you to make a pop record, you know? And that's just
no, that's not going to happen. Yeah, well, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's such a blessing to have you back, and of course, officially Tuesday. It's gonna
that's
be.
That's right, yo. It's good to be back. It's like now we like. Oh my goodness, like where were we?
Yeah, yeah. What are some of the things you're noticing then? You know, about being back and having that buzz now, where you've got that new CD about to drop.
Well, one thing I noticed is that we're here in 2008, and there's only 1 month left, and we're headed into 2009. But the best thing is being here. You hear yourself, you know? Like, if you do an album according to the world and the way the music is now, then that's what you got to run with when it's completed. But if you do an album what you're known for, like our first one, Strictly Business, Unfinished Business, Business as Usual, Business Never Personal, Back in Business, to Out of Business, to come back and be like, yo, listen, we're not playing. We mean business. Mm-hmm. I think that says something right there.
Absolutely. And you teased us last time when you said about the cover, to look out for something on the cover. And I noticed it, man. There it was. You both sat in the studio, like I spoke about last time with that first album, on the cover of We Mean Business. You're there again. Both sat there.
Me. Put it back together, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that...
It's different, because, you know, we stand for something like in hip-hop, like, you know, put it this way. If Run-DMC didn't look out for us, then we wouldn't be here like this, you know? We from the era, the golden era. We're not old school, you know? We're not new school. We're timeless rappers. Mm. That's what this is. That's why you could drop any of our music right now and get a party jumping. Mm. You drop a song from 2006, nobody remembers it already.
No, exactly. Yeah.
You want the quick money, you go for the carrots, you know? If you want to build your career and get out there and go steady, you know, what's the purpose of building a fan base if the second time you come back around, you don't even sound like yourself?
Yeah, exactly. It's the quick dollar, it's the quick buck versus the permanent longevity. That's what it's about, isn't it?
That's right. Mm. And that's why these shows, you there?
Yeah. Yeah, you're coming through nice and clear.
So that's why at EPMD shows, you know, when we drop songs like It's the Joint, Headbanger, Crossover, You a Customer, you know, people are starving for that hip-hop now because there's been a big void. And that's the whole big thing, what I'm learning. I'm like, okay, if everybody comes out and do the same music, then how could the music change and survive? Like, when we did music, we had Run-DMC to look at, we had Public Enemy to look at, we had Big Daddy Kane to look at, we had Rakim, we had KRS-One, the list goes on. And nobody sound the same, just like in the Hit Squad. Nobody's EPMD didn't sound like Dos Effects. Dos Effects didn't sound like Redman. Redman didn't sound like K-Solo. Now when you return to the music, everybody sounds the same. The hi-hat's the same, the flow's the same, the music, the hook. Mm-hmm. And that's not creative.
No. And that's one thing that struck me with this album, apart from it being a no-compromise album, which is what I'd hoped for, is it's very, very creative. And you have gone places that I've never heard EPMD go before.
Yeah, well, because we stay... you know, and we stay locked in. We did that album, and that's the difference. And we could tell on the streets by the people saying, wow, yo, that's an EPMD album. And that's just like our first one in a long time. So we're like, okay, we're already about to start working on the second one. And that's the way we used to pop them out, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like, that's the difference. Like, if you work for a major and you give your music, then it's like, okay, you got to go to another man to ask, is it okay to live? No, set yourself up where you can be like, yo, we dropped We Mean Business, let's check it out. We're monitoring it. Okay, December, January, February, March, April. You know what? I think it's time to drop another one in July, August. Eric and I can do that. Mm. And that's what each artist want to put themselves in position, because what happens is, let's say if you signed to a major level label in 2009, and then the music changed. They signed you on the merit of the music that you came in 2009. So if they don't like it, then you can get shelved. And you can't go nowhere else. Mm. Where if you work just a little harder... You know, people don't understand, like 20,000 records sold at $10 a record, you know, that's good money.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, at the big label as well, the label that signs you, you've got a queue. Because you can go there, you can be the hottest thing. They say, oh yeah, we love you. You're going to get your album out, it's going to be there. Then you got to wait for them to get another 8 artists' album out. And by the time they've got those out, they don't want you no more.
Right, and then they give you a little advance of whatever they give you. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. You don't see no more money.
No. And that's it, that's your career gone. Yeah, and then you're out there with nothing. There was a tiny buzz and it's gone now because they never released your album. So to be hands-on is the way forward, and really looking forward to seeing the response. I'm sure this is going to be another one for the classic vaults of EPMD.
Yeah, like DJ Honda said, there should be no middleman. It's just be you and the consumer. Mm. And the internet and the computer set up like that right now. So, you know, cats should be taking full advantage. Mm. And you can't save the world. All you can do is just save yourself. So, you know, and lead by example.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And that's what you're going to do. Listen, I wish you all the best for Tuesday and the months that come up. I hope it's as successful as it looks as though it's going to be. It looks as though it's going to be a fantastic seller, and it's really going to get EPMD back up at the top there again. And it's going to be fantastic.
Yo, good looking. Yo, we so appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I speak for so many people. I know you just recently did a track with an artist that we roll with, Cascino, and we've been behind that track as well. I know he's you know, you speak to Cascino quite a lot, and we've been behind that. That's a great joint as well, that kind of solo spin that you've got at the moment with that track.
Oh, you got that already?
Yeah, you pass it over to me. Yeah, we've been playing it for a week now. We're going to play it again tonight.
Yo, that's super hot. Yeah, Cascino, that's my man. He helped me down, and, like, you know, me and Cascino are going to do some good things just for hip-hop. That's the type of artists I'm working with, artists that have already been out there trying to make this stuff happen.
Mm, yeah, exactly, and that's what it's all about. All right, listen, PMD, thank you so much. Wish you all the best for this week. Stay in touch. Let us know what we can do. I'll shoot you an email across, and we'll see what else we can set up and get promoting, and we'll speak very, very soon.
Okay, no question. And good looking on the love. We Mean Business, December 9th, EPMD.